Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
Tranquility, we copy you on the ground. You got a bunch of guys about to turn blue. We're breathing again. Thanks a lot.
The U.S. had done it while Michael Collins circled above. Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong prepared to go where no man had gone before. The late CBS News correspondent Walter Cronkite was witness to the unprecedented event. He couldn't quite catch all of the words now engraved in history.
Armstrong is on the moon. Neil Armstrong, 38-year-old American, standing on the surface of the moon. On this July 20th, 1969.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
You know, one small step for man, but I didn't get the second phrase.
On the way to his giant leap for mankind, Armstrong told CBS's 60 Minutes it was touch and go for the lunar lander.
Our autopilot was taking us into a very large crater about the size of a big football stadium with steep slopes on the crater covered with very large rocks about the size of automobiles. That was not the kind of place I wanted to try to make the first landing.
I'm Peter King. Apollo came out of the Cold War. Privately, President Kennedy said he didn't care about science, just beating the Soviet Union to the moon. This 1962 Oval Office tape, he tells advisors very bluntly that beating the Russians is the only way to justify spending billions on space. And on this landmark anniversary, NASA faces the same battle.
It is a battle worth fighting, especially the goal of putting humans on the red planet, says the second man to step on the moon, Buzz Aldrin.
It may sound like a distant destination beyond our reach, but that's what some called Apollo's goal, to reach the moon.
I'm Mark Noller at the White House. President Obama was only 7 years old on the day of the moon landing. Today he'll welcome the astronauts of Apollo 11 to the Oval Office, giving them the chance to make the case that the U.S. should next go to Mars.
He is an American soldier, and Private Bo Bergdahl is a prisoner of the Taliban. As CBS's Mandy Clark reports from Kabul, a video of the 23-year-old Idaho native has been posted online.
Idaho, Idaho.
In the video, 23-year-old Private First Class Bo Bergdahl appears in good health. Questioned in English by his captors, he says he's being treated like a guest. But in the 28 minutes of footage, he often looks downcast and says he's afraid.
I'm scared I won't be able to go home. It is very unnerving to be a prisoner.
Army Colonel Greg Julian denounces the video as propaganda.
We're very unhappy with the public exploitation of a prisoner and the humiliation that goes with that. That's a violation of international law.
Back in Bergdahl's hometown, Haley, Idaho, people are praying for his safe return.
I'm actually speechless. My heart goes out to them. I know what it's like every night, not knowing.
Bergdahl was last seen near his base in eastern Afghanistan on July the 1st. The New York Times cites a Pentagon review that calls for significant changes in the way detainees are treated at the U.S.-run prison at Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan. Good news to Clara Gutteridge, an investigator for an organization that's done a lot of work on Guantanamo and other U.S.-operated prisons.
Very welcome development.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Aurora.
From Consumer Reports, cooling your home. I'm Reese Sprans. The most common mistake people make when it comes to air conditioners is getting the wrong size. Underestimate your cooling needs and you could end up sweating. Overestimate and you'll have a cold, damp space. Before installing a central air system, have a contractor do a load calculation to determine the required cooling capacity. This step is an important one as well if you're upgrading an existing system, since changes made to improve your home's energy efficiency, such as replacing windows or adding insulation, can reduce your cooling needs. On the other hand, if you've added living space, you might need more cooling. After the required cooling capacity has been determined, focus on installation. Adding a central system is relatively straightforward if you already have ductwork for your heating. But if your home doesn't have ducts, adding them can be expensive and messy. If you're in this camp, consider a split ductless system instead. Split ductless systems are similar to central air in that they can cool multiple rooms but need no ductwork. Choosing a reliable central air system is crucial because breakdowns are inconvenient and costly. According to our latest product reliability survey, Trane, the market leader, along with Rheem and Rood, were less likely to need repairs than those from Goodman and Heil. Of course, central air isn't right for every home. Recommended window air conditioners in our next report. I'm Ernie Sprantz for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
As the first season of Discovery Channel's Pitchmen drew to a close, infomercial star and series frontman Billy Mays passed away in his sleep at the age of 50. The series followed Mays and his longtime business partner and fellow pitchman Anthony Sully Sullivan as they attempted to market new inventions and products. No word yet on whether Pitchmen will be renewed for a second season.
By the way, Bill Press, no intellectual giant.
I enjoyed his company. He had a warmth and brash humor that made up for his constant references to a former L.A. life. The retinue of women who supposedly still called him long distance every night. His past football exploits. The celebrities he knew.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Out of many, we are one. That while we breathe, we hope. And where we are met with cynicism and doubt, and those who tell us that we can't, we will respond with that timeless creed that sums up the spirit of a people. Yes, we can.
President Obama slipping on the key issues, says the Washington Post. But the White House says he's going to take up the baton and try to get it back. Going to be an interesting next couple of weeks, starting today. Hello, everybody. It is Monday, July 20. This is the Monday edition of the Bill Press Show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good to see you today. And thank you for joining us. We're coming to you live from our little radio factory on Capitol Hill, Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, where we've got it covered. What's up with Sonia Sotomayor this week and the increasingly intense battle over health care legislation. That's going to be the main focus of the White House and the Congress this week, and the president's going to intensify that a little bit himself with a nationally televised news conference Wednesday evening from the East Room of the White House at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. So you're going to see a lot on health care this week, and that's what we're going to be talking about mostly this hour with all of you. Again, thank you for joining us. Our toll-free number, your call's welcome at any time on any topic, 866-55-PRESS, 866-55-7737. Do you have any confidence there's going to be universal health care legislation passed this year? And go to our website, BillPressShow.com, for the list of those Democratic senators who have not yet signed on to a public plan option. They have heard from thousands of you, if not more, tens of thousands. They need to hear from even more, because some of them, some 12 or 13, have not yet signed on. We added Senator Mark Warner from Virginia to that list because many people from Virginia have emailed us to say that he hasn't committed yet to a public plan option. The entire list on our website. Follow the clicks at BillPressShow.com. And while you're at it, check out the photos under photos page of the little Christian love nest just down the street from us, just about a block from the U.S. Capitol. And that's where all the Republican born-again Christian sinners bunked out. Mark Sanford and John Ensign and Chip Pickering from Mississippi, all living there in that house while they were having prayer sessions in the morning and banging their mistresses at night and cheating on their wives at night. I mean, so that's the Christian love nest. You can see the picture there at 133 C Street Southeast. I took a little field trip down there, took some pictures of the house for you this weekend.
Was David Vitter not living there? He seems to be the only one missing.
I'll have to check. He might have been there. I don't know. Peter Ogburn and Dan Henning, Team Press here. Good morning, guys.
Hello there.
Bill.
How about that British Open, huh?
Oh, man. Oh, God. I watched like every minute of it.
It was incredible. Yeah. What a show. Tough course, I guess. So tough that the immortal, perfect Tiger Woods didn't even make the cut. As he points out, he just didn't play well, right?
Just made mistakes. And yeah. Obviously you can't make mistakes and expect to make the cut, but also try and win a championship. You have to play clean rounds of golf, and I didn't.
But he didn't throw his clubs. He didn't throw his clubs in the lake, which some people do. I've seen people do.
Yeah, no, he didn't. He did slam the club in the ground a couple of times.
I saw that, right, yeah. But he still, I thought he was rather graceful there in his.
Did he lose a ball, too?
Yeah, I was about to say, the course is over there.
Yeah.
The rough.
It's this link-style golf, and the rough is like 12 inches long. It's like a foot deep of grass.
The thing that made me feel the best, right, was Tiger Woods lost a ball. And by the way, did you see? There were fans, hundreds of fans were walking. They were all going through this tall grass looking for the ball. They never found it.
No.
Right.
Never found the ball.
That almost happened yesterday with Tom Watson during the playoff hole. One of the playoff holes, he hit it into the grass, and all these people were searching for the ball in that tall grass.
Oh,
and then finally they found it, and he hits it, and it only goes about 20 feet right back into the rough. And
the thing is, the more people they have helping search them, the better. Because as soon as the player gets to where they think the ball landed, then he's got he only has 5 minutes to look for the ball. But until he gets there.
But guys, we have blimps, we have cameras, and you lose a ball.
Yeah.
I don't know how that happened.
Unbelievable. Yeah. But, Stuart Sinkos, a winner, congratulations. But the story was really Tom Watson. Here he is, 59 years old. Past his prime, he's won it, five times before? This would have been the sixth time. He's incredible. Let's Tom Watson. So this is the morning of the last day when he's still ahead, I believe, at that point. Yep.
The first day here, let the old geezer have his day in the sun, 65. The second day, he said, that's okay. And then now today, you kind of perk up ears. Hey, this old geezer might have a chance to win the tournament.
You know, and he did have a chance. He forced it into a runoff, forced it into four extra holes, and then he missed that 18-foot putt on the last hole and lost. And, he said it hurt.
It's a great disappointment. It tears at your gut, as it always has torn at my gut. It's not easy to take. I put myself in position to win. I didn't do it in the last hole.
But I still think he can go away proud.
Absolutely.
Don't you think? Yeah.
You kidding me? I mean, he's like a senior tours player now.
Yeah.
And he's keeping up with the big boys.
Stuart Sink, who had never won a tournament before.
Yeah.
And
good
just
for him.
Yeah.
As ESPN, the headline this morning is, "A Villain in Victory."
Oh, is
Stuart Sink.
Okay.
Yeah. Because nobody wanted him to win. Yeah, everybody was pulling for Tom Watson.
Yeah, but the best guys don't always win.
That's how it goes.
Hey, Ed Rendell, Governor of Pennsylvania, a great guy and head of the National Governors Association, joining us a little bit later. And it is this week. The story is going to be healthcare. But first...
This is the Full Court Press.
On this Monday, other headlines making news. There's a chance Paula Abdul may not return to American Idol. Her manager tells the LA Times he hasn't yet received an offer for a new contract from the TV show and says he finds it sad and hurtful because she was looking forward to sitting alongside Simon and Randy again. No comment from the Idol production folks.
Well, what about that other woman, too? Simon, Randy, and...
Oh, no, Kara's done. They're only doing three judges this year.
Oh,
yeah, that was
another
a while ago.
I think that's a good move. But
everyone hated her.
Paula will be back. But
I got to think they'll find a way to get her back.
Yeah. Well, after her appearance in Bruno, that may have killed her career.
Lance Armstrong is inching closer to the lead in the Tour de France. He is now in second place overall behind former rival and now Astana teammate Alberto Contador. That is the man who won the Tour 2 years ago.
I love the fact that we now have Dan saying Tour de France.
Well, and men and women handle their personal finances much differently, with men more likely to keep a closer eye on their spending and investments and to pay their bills on time. A new survey by Financial Finesse finds 2/3 of men regularly pay their credit card balances in full, while only 1/3 of women do so. And 90% of men pay their bills on time each month, only 74% of women do so.
You know what? I'll tell you, in my family, it is just the opposite. Oh, yeah. I mean, Carol's the one who's got it under control, and I'm the reckless big spender.
Yeah, same thing.
I can relate.
14 minutes after the hour now, yes, it is healthcare. Now, here's where we are. And by the way, we discussed in the last hour,
the Washington Post showing in a poll this morning that the president's approval of the president's health care plan is now down to 49%, which is still not bad, but it was up about 57 or even higher. And the White House saying over the weekend that the president is going to take more of a lead on this issue and get out in front and still try to meet that deadline of having a health care reform legislation passed by the August recess. So where we are today is, just recapping here quickly, we have seen a plan presented by the House Democrats. Three committees in the House got together. It's a good, strong plan. It has a public plan option in it. It has an employer mandate in it, meaning every employer has to provide health care to his or her employees. There are exceptions for small businesses, depending on how that's defined. Usually under 25 employees, they would be exempt. And there is no tax on workers' health care benefits in the House proposal. Similar legislation passed by has been presented, rather, not passed, yet by the Senate Health, Education, and Labor Committee. That's the committee headed by Teddy Kennedy, Chris Dodd filling in for Teddy Kennedy while he's still out fighting brain cancer. And the public, the House version would be paid for 50% by savings in the way we now deliver health care and 50% by a surtax on the 1% of wealthiest Americans, those making over $350,000 a year. In other words, 99% of Americans would not pay any higher taxes in order to achieve universal health care. As I said, President Obama stepping up to the plate. He feels now that Congress has had enough time to try to work this out. He is going to take the lead, pick up the baton, as David Axelrod put it over the weekend. He told reporters on Friday, don't count us out. We're going to get this done.
We're going to be putting in a lot more hours. There are going to be a lot more sleepless nights, but eventually this is going to happen.
It is going to happen, but he did warn there will be some of those same voices out there. We've heard them already, a lot of them, who are just against this because the insurance companies don't want it to happen.
Now, we know there are those who will oppose reform no matter what. We know the same special interests and their agents in Congress will make the same old arguments and use the same scare tactics that have stopped reform before because they profit from this relentless escalation in health care costs.
And the president repeated his pledge that unlike the stimulus, this is, or unlike the Wall Street bailout, this is not going to be added to the deficit. This legislation or this new program, universal health care, with a price tag of $1 trillion, is going to be paid for.
I want to be very clear. I will not sign on to any health plan that adds to our deficits over the next decade. And by helping improve quality and efficiency, the reforms we make will help bring our deficits under control in the long term.
So we've got two health care plans out there. We still got to figure out a way to pay for it, although, again, the House Democrats have shown one way. Meanwhile, big news last week that kind of got lost is that the AMA, the number one trade association of representing most doctors in this country, came out for the House Democrats' health care plan, which includes a public plan option, by the way. It's the most liberal of all the programs. The AMA supports it, as does the American Nurses Association. So you got doctors and nurses. This whole idea that doctors are going to be against this because you can't choose your, or we should be against because you can't choose your own doctor, is just phony. It's a false argument, and the fact that the doctors support it, I think, proves that it's a phony argument. They wouldn't support it if people still couldn't choose their own doc. So the doctors are for it, the nurses are for it. Who's against it? Of course, the private insurance companies are against it, and the Republican Party is against it. They're against it just like they were against the stimulus, basically, because they've never been. They have never been for universal health care. Basically, they don't give a damn about the fact that 47 million Americans don't have any health care. Why? Because those 47 million Americans are middle-class Americans who are more likely to vote Democratic than Republican. Here's Mitch McConnell from the head of the Republicans in the Senate. This just shows how flexible they are.
This is a bill that shouldn't pass at any point, either before the August recess or later in the year. What we need to come up with is a truly bipartisan proposal.
In other words, we're against it, we're against it, we're going to vote against it, doesn't matter what it says. So forget, here's what's got to happen, if you ask me. Forget the Republicans. Forget them. We don't need them. We don't want them. It's a waste of time. They're going to be against it no matter what the bill says. Just forget them. With 51 votes, you can get this passed. With 50 votes, you can get it passed and have Joe Biden break the tie. That's all you need. So forget the Republicans. Just get the Democrats online. And that's why we ask you again to go to the website, BillPressShow.com. Look at those Democratic senators who are not yet for a public plan option and let them feel the heat. Let them hear from you that they've got to commit. If they commit, we'll take them off the list. All the list is up for you at BillPressShow.com. So good news. The president is jumping out in front. Now, if he just forgets the Republicans, bipartisanship out the window, focus on those Democrats. We do our job as supporters of health care legislation to put the pressure on those Democrats, and we can get this bill passed by August. 866-55-PRESS, long overdue, now's the time. 866-55-77-377. Let's not blow this opportunity.
Taking you behind the scenes of the Obama White House, this is the Bill Press Show.
AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, and AM760.net.
I wasn't getting past a certain point with the interviews.
This is Tamar from Washington, D.C.
Gray kind of says, does he have the energy to do the job?
And then Tamar tried Just for Men.
And when I went into the interview, I just went into the interview with a new renewed energy or something. And it was the first time I left the place knowing I had the job. It really wasn't anything magical or anything, but it was magical to me.
For essential career tips and a free offer, go to justformen.monster.com. That's justformen.monster.com.
Are you confused about the new laws regulating credit card companies? If you are buried in a mountain of credit card debt, here are some things you need to know. The new laws would regulate the interest rates and fees credit card companies can charge moving forward, but they do nothing to help eliminate the debt you have now. If your credit card debt has become too much for you to handle alone, call Jordan McKenna. Jordan McKenna will match you with a reputable law firm who will negotiate and reduce your credit card balance and stop harassing collection calls. They get to the source of the problem by having your debt potentially reduced by thousands of dollars. The savings are real. The relief is real. We're not here to judge. We are here to help. The call, consultation, and information are absolutely free. There is no cost or obligation to find out about your options. Call 800-396-4417. That's 800-396-4417. Don't wait. Call now. 800-396-4417. 800-396-4417.
Somewhere in America, Zoe Chen on the 11th floor is too hot. Dave Keener on 7 is too cold. And the lights are on in conference room 12, even though no one's been in there since Monday. Siemens controls can regulate temperature and lighting to make buildings more efficient, so the people inside are comfortable and the world outside is sustainable. Smart answers save energy, and the 69,000 Americans of Siemens have more answers every day. Siemens. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
It's a pretty good drive.
From Consumer Reports, an e-book showdown. I'm Ernie Sprantz. If you're shopping for an e-book reader, as in portable electronic text display, two brands dominate, Sony and Amazon. For the July issue, Consumer Reports compared the Amazon Kindle 2 and Sony Reader PRS 700BC. To start, the Sony requires you to install software on your PC. It's not Mac compatible, and connect via USB to download new content. The Kindle is wireless, connecting automatically and at no extra cost to your Amazon.com account. It took an hour or so to set up the Sony, about 5 minutes for the Kindle. Both have a 6-inch black and white screen. Reading in a range of light conditions is generally fine, though on the Kindle, type and images are rendered more crisply and accurately. As far as navigation, the Sony has a slight edge. Its touchscreen made navigating content easier than with the Kindle's 5-way joystick. The only toss-up is the availability of titles. The Kindle store has 270 titles and counting, far more than Sony's e-book store. And bestsellers cost $9.99, a few bucks less than Sony's usual price. But Sony allows access to 500,000 free public domain titles. The bottom line? The Kindle is easier to use and more versatile. The Sony, worth considering for its touchscreen and nightlight. I'm Ernie Sprant for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
Who's next top model?
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Another two finalists have been sent packing from So You Think You Can Dance. Judge Nigel Lithgow stated that although all six dancers had performed brilliantly, the decision was unanimous and ultimately two people had to go. And those victims were named Caitlin and Philip. Now that the top 10 finalists have been determined, they'll no longer be performing in pairs. And the public voting will begin soon.
Governor Ed Rendell from Pennsylvania up in the next segment here of the Bill Press Show. A couple of quick updates. We talked to Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky on Friday, right around this time, and she told us the House Intelligence Committee was going to be meeting that day to decide whether or not to hold a hearing on the CIA's failure to inform the Congress about their assassination program under orders of Vice President Dick Cheney, then Vice President Dick Cheney. The House subcommittee, the House committee voted yes, they will be conducting an investigation, be holding some hearings on that issue. And also on the Supreme Court front, three Republican senators, Dick Lugar, Mel Martinez, and Olympia Snowe, have come out to say they will indeed, yes, vote for Sonia Sotomayor. That's the first time Obama will have any Republican votes at all from the U.S. Senate. On health care, here's Jim calling from Vienna, Virginia. Hi, Jim. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for taking my call so quickly.
Well, I'm glad you're there.
I used to do some work for politicians and campaigns and do messaging, and I will tell you this, that politicians are naturally cautious, and a lot of them are just downward. And the problem with these poll numbers in the Post this morning, I didn't look in the details, but I suspect that a lot of the moderate Democrats are going to look at that and say, and be even more cautious
well, yeah.
and more scared. And I think, you know, the country really has moved pretty significantly to the left in the last several months. And if there's disappointment with Obama at all, I think it's that he's not being more of a transformational figure than people expected on the order of magnitude of a Reagan or potentially a Robert Kennedy. And I think if he takes the gloves off and really sees himself as a transformational figure, he might get the country behind him more and move these cautious and scared Democrats over to his side.
You know what? I like your analysis, Jim. I'd hire you if I were a candidate. No, I think Obama, people want him to lead. You know, they don't want him to say, well, we'll let Congress work this out and we'll step in, you know, when we have to. They elected him, right? And they don't trust the Congress. They trusted him. And I just think he's been a little slow to pick up the baton, as David Axelrod put it over the weekend. Now they say it's going to change, and he's going to be taking the lead for the next couple of weeks. Well, go, go, go. And, by the way, I'd also have to say, again, 59% approval rating? That's not too shabby. George Bush wishes he had that.
Is the Bill Press Show.
I wasn't getting past a certain point with the interviews.
This is Tamar from Washington, D.C.
Ray kind of says, does he have the energy to do the job?
And then Tamar tried Just for Men.
I just went into the interview with a renewed energy or something, and it was the first time I left the place knowing I had the job. It really wasn't anything magical or anything, but it was magical to me.
For essential career tips and a free offer, go to justformen.monster.com. That's justformen.monster.com.
You know what it's like. Coffee. The morning after aches and pains have kept you up. Tonight, try Advil PM and get a better night's sleep. Better than Tylenol PM because you'll spend less time lying awake with aches and pains and more time asleep. Switch to Advil PM. The difference is a better night's sleep. Use as directed, brands or trademarks of the respective owners.
It's too hot to eat in the kitchen. You're probably having a lot of family barbecues this summer like we are. Whether you need a few pieces or a whole patio furniture setup, get to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center. From wrought iron and granite or tile top tables to outdoor fire pits to the super comfortable deep seating furniture. The season's far from over, so Freehoff's is celebrating over 5,000 pieces in stock ready for immediate delivery. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
Retirement question number 66. Want to know how to be 100% sure you won't outlive your money? Stop gambling with your retirement dollars. Tune into the It's Time to Cover Your Assets show, Saturday afternoons at 12:30, right here on AM 760.
From Consumer Reports, questions of health. I'm Ernie Spranz. You're wondering, does grape juice have some of the same health benefits as red wine? Probably, though red wine may offer extra protection. Both are high in flavonoids, plant compounds that may protect the heart by inhibiting blood clots and possibly increasing the level of good HDL cholesterol. But the alcohol in wine may provide an additional anti-clotting benefit. Of course, too much alcohol poses serious risks, and both beverages pack about 190 calories per cup, so drink them in moderation. Your doctor has suggested minimally invasive surgery for back pain. Is it worth trying? Only as a last resort. Such surgery uses smaller incisions than the standard operation, but nearly half of some 1,100 readers who underwent back surgery said recovery was longer and more painful than expected. And most back pain resolves on its own in about 6 weeks. When it doesn't, acupuncture, chiropractic care, or exercise often help. So consider surgery only if other options have failed. Your wife applies makeup daily. Is it dangerous for her to inhale the dust from facial powder? That's unclear. People exposed to very large amounts of those powders, such as workers in manufacturing plants, may be at higher risk of lung disease and certain cancers. But there's little research on the amount people breathe in while applying their makeup. I'm Ernie Sprantz for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
Technology. When it comes to operating systems for your computer, you don't really have many options. After Windows, Linux, and Mac OS X, you'll struggle to think of any more. Thankfully, the guys at Google want to add one more to the list, Chrome. Based on their 9-month-old web browser of the same name, Chrome will initially be created for low-cost netbooks and will be created with the help of the open-source programming community.
Ladies and gentlemen,
once upon a time, there was this kid who had a body hair problem, discovered he was a werewolf, and that he had some pretty cool basketball skills. Yep, it's 1985, and Teen Wolf is the movie sensation of the year. Wish you could go back and do it all over again? You can't. Warner Brothers Pictures reportedly have begun the development of a Teen Wolf remake.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Hey, welcome on this Monday, July 20. We are coming to you live, coast to coast, across the great United States of America from our little radio factory here on Capitol Hill. It is the Monday edition of the Bill Press Show. Governor Haley Barbour of Mississippi welcoming the National Governors Association this weekend, where the governor is tackling a lot of state budget problems and taking a look at the stimulus and the president's health care proposal. And so we welcome to the program this morning the chair of the National Governors Association, former mayor of Philadelphia, a great former chair of the Democratic National Committee, and the governor of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Governor Ed Rendell. Governor, good morning. Good to talk to you again.
Good morning, Bill. Nice to speak to you.
So you were not down in Biloxi, Mississippi this weekend, even though you're the chair of the National Governors Association. Why not?
Well, we are in the midst of a budget crisis. We don't have a budget. We're 17 days past the deadline, and our workers, by court decision, have to continue to work, but don't get paid. They get paid, but get paid retroactively. So they had their first payless payday on Friday, or partially payless, and I thought it was inappropriate for me to leave the state, even for an important conference. So I participated by videotape. I gave my farewell message. This is my last meeting as chairman. I gave my farewell message, and I made a plea for a resolution to be adopted supporting the infrastructure bank that the president and some members of Congress want to create for infrastructure spending.
What are the chances you're going to get a budget soon, Governor? How things stand?
Well, there's an impasse, and unfortunately, like so many impasses today in American politics, it's driven by ideology much more so than, and partisanship much more so than, what's good for the people of Pennsylvania. We've made, I think, a balanced proposal. We've cut over $2.25 billion from our $28 billion budget. We have drawn the line, though, on further cuts to education spending. The Republicans want to cut education by an additional $1 billion, which would roll back so much of the progress that we've made in the last 6.5 years. Pennsylvania just finished first in a study by Education Weekly and improved test scores at the elementary school level. So we're doing great. And losing $1 billion from our basic education subsidy would be a very destructive to the state's future. And I won't do that. So we're about $1.5 billion apart. I'm willing to bridge some of that gap with cuts, but I think we need to have reasonable revenue increases. And even the House Republicans have agreed with us. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, there's a great temptation to ease the pain and either sign a stopgap budget, which wouldn't do much, or throw in your chips and say, oh, what the heck, we'll make up for the education spending over the next 5 or 6 years. But I'm not willing to do that.
In the meantime, that you're saying as state employees get an IOU? Or they?
No, they don't get an IOU, but they have the certainty of a court decision, and we've, of course, communicated to them they will get paid retroactively in one lump sum for what they missed.
Have you found Governor Ed Rendell from Pennsylvania? Has the stimulus helped Pennsylvania and other states? Is it working? Are they getting the money out fast enough, Governor?
No, without question. And, you know, it's interesting, the critics in Washington, I heard Eric Cantor say the stimulus is a failure. Well, that's probably in the top 10 dumbest statements I've ever heard from a politician. If we had gotten the money out any faster, the Republicans would have been saying, oh, my gosh, they're wasting money. I think it's going to be susceptible to fraud and waste and abuse. I think the Obama administration has set the right tone between a balanced oversight and getting the money out quickly. For example, $2 billion have gone directly to the people of Pennsylvania in the tax cuts and the increased unemployment compensation and the increase in food stamps. That's $2 billion, which translates into an influx into our economy as well, Bill. To the government, we spent over $2.5 billion. The first $1 billion was for FMAP in the past fiscal year. Without that $1 billion, we would have had to have thousands of additional layoffs of state, county, and municipal workers. So that certainly had a positive effect on the economy. And the $1 billion that Pennsylvania received for roads and bridges and highways, $740 million of it is already encumbered by contract. The contracts have been let, and work is going on more than 55% of the projects. And that will really ramp up in the rest of the summer, the rest of July, August, September. And you'll see a ton of people working all throughout the Commonwealth, and more than just the people working on the site at the bridge, for example.
Mm-hmm.
The people working back at the factories who are getting the orders. Let me give you one example. I opened the first project in western Pennsylvania. It was a bridge from the city of Beaver to the city of Rochester, $13 million project. 38 workers on the site at the bridge, but orders to 5 Pennsylvania companies, the general contractor, and 4 subs who supplied the asphalt and the concrete and the steel and the lumber. And those companies were all in Pennsylvania. Three in Beaver County, one in Allegheny County, and one all the way over on the eastern side of the state in Horsham. And those factories are calling back previously laid off workers to meet those orders.
And as more money flows out, there'll be even more jobs, jobs created.
Absolutely, no question.
So, you know, Governor, some people are already talking about the possibility of a second stimulus. Too soon for that?
No, much too soon. Much too soon, because I think most states are like Pennsylvania. The maximum job impact is just starting to unfold. And I think we need until the fall, October or November, to gauge how successful this stimulus has been. But there's one, so I think it's premature to talk about that, Bill, but the one thing that I want to impress upon everybody, if I could, and I said testifying in Washington before committee last week, if there is a second stimulus, it should be lean and mean, and it should have no programs other than infrastructure. Infrastructure is the one thing we know produces jobs and produces orders for American factories. If you have another stimulus, make it smaller, $200, $250 billion, $150 billion, but make it all infrastructure. Nothing, and I am a great believer, as you know, in social programs, and the Obama administration provided a lot of relief for people in the first stimulus, needed relief, like the extension of unemployment benefits or the increase in food stamps. But this time, it has to be pure 100% job producing, and that means infrastructure, infrastructure, infrastructure.
Which is roads, bridges,
highways, sewers, wastewater systems, water systems, ports, airports, things we need to get. By the way, the American infrastructure is in terrible disrepair. We can't spend enough to deal with it, so it's a tremendous substantive benefit. But the experts say infrastructure spending, $1 billion of infrastructure spending, produces somewhere between 20 and 35,000 jobs.
Wow. Yeah, and that's something we've put off for so long.
Put off for so long.
Governor Ed Rendell from Pennsylvania here. Now, Governor, somebody told me that you have a Senate campaign going on there next year?
Perhaps. Well, we'll definitely have a general election. The question still is out whether we'll have a primary election.
And our own inspector, of course, running for re-election.
As a Democrat.
As a Democrat, and he was on the show just a week or so ago. And Congressman Joe Sestak has also been on the show, who, you know, is seriously considering running against Specter. I don't think he has announced yet. Congressman Sestak says that Arlen Specter is not a real Democrat. What do you say?
Well, there are some people who might say that Joe Sestak is not a real Democrat, because Joe's a moderate as well. Not quite a blue dog, but a moderate. And it depends on the purity of the person making that judgment. Some of our good Democratic friends on the far left would say, oh, the Specter's not a Democrat, but they'd probably say Joe isn't a Democrat, and they might say that I'm not a Democrat, I'm for the death penalty. So they might say, well, Rendell's not a real Democrat. But the beauty of the Democratic Party is we're tied together by one broad, sweeping notion, and that is that government exists to try to improve the quality of life of all of our citizens, create opportunity for our youngest citizens, opportunity to grow and reach their full potential, and to take care of our most vulnerable citizens, our seniors, our disabled community, and our kids. And that's the one thing that ties us together. And Arlen Specter has been a great, great protector of the constituents who make up the Democratic Party.
Now, my understanding is you have endorsed Arlen Specter. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. I've been trying to persuade him to become a Democrat for the last 5 or 10 years. And, in fact, he started out as a Democrat back
right.
in 1965.
So do you think Joe Sestak should drop out of the race and not run?
Well, first of all, nobody should tell anybody what to do. If I'd listened to all the people, everyone said no one from Philadelphia could get elected governor, and in fact, no one from Philadelphia had since 1910. I wouldn't be governor. So, but if Joe would ask my advice, I'd say, Joe, you're needed in the House. It's a difficult seat for the Democrats to hold without Joe Sestak running again. We could lose the seat in the House. His chances of unseating Arlen Specter against the wishes of an extremely popular president, at least with Democratic voters, a vice president who has tremendous impact in the southeastern portion of the state, the governor, Senator Casey, all those elected officials, the mayor of Philadelphia, Mike Nutter, the county executive of Allegheny County, Dan Honorato, probably our next governor, to battle those forces when you're not even, you know, Joe Sestak doesn't even have good name recognition in neighboring Philadelphia. Arlen Specter has been a household word for 30 years. I think it's a tremendous uphill fight, and I think it will cost Joe his seat in the House, and maybe cost the Democratic Party what would be a safe seat if Joe remained.
That's what you would tell him if he asked your advice. Has he asked your advice?
No.
Well, he's heard it now. Governor Ed Rendell, you're a good man and a good friend. Good to have you with us
on
the show today.
All right. Come on. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, Governor. Governor Ed Rendell there, making it very, very clear. If Joe Sestak, he says, knows what's good for him, he will not try to challenge Arlen Specter. Are you listening? Joe Sestak.
The Bill Press Show continues.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
The Chrysler Jeep and Dodge summer clearance is here. Get in now and drive home in a Chrysler Jeep or Dodge vehicle with generous cash allowances or low APR long-term financing on select vehicles. Plus, get our best-in-the-business lifetime powertrain warranty with unlimited miles. So hurry, come see the deals we've built for you at the Chrysler Jeep and Dodge summer clearance. Financing for well-qualified buyers. Not all buyers will qualify. See dealer for a copy of limited warranty details. Not transferable. Not available on SRT and certain fleet vehicles. Chrysler Jeep and Dodge are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group LLC.
You know what it's like. Coffee. The morning after aches and pains have kept you up. Tonight, try Advil PM and get a better night's sleep. Better than Tylenol PM because you'll spend less time lying awake with aches and pains and more time asleep. Switch to Advil PM. The difference is a better night's sleep. Use as directed, brands or trademarks of the respective owners.
Southbound I-25, getting crowded just coming out of Thornton and Northland.
From Consumer Reports, some common camera goofs. I'm Ernie Sprantz. As part of a test of digital cameras for the July issue, Consumer Reports surveyed some 8,200 online subscribers about the care and feeding of their digital cameras. Many failed to make the best use of their new point-and-shoots. 66% didn't regularly clean the camera lens. You should clean the lens before each use. This minimizes the risk of focusing problems and blurry areas on pictures. 45% left photos in their camera for at least a month. Photo files should be copied to a backup device, like a hard drive, soon after capture. This reduces the risk of theft or deletion. 39% didn't know whether the camera had scene modes, image stabilization, face detection, or burst mode. These features make shooting easier and can improve your photos, so check the manual for features you may be unaware of. 28% of those surveyed told us they cleaned the lens with a shirt sleeve, household tissue, or canned air. You should clean your lens gently with a microfiber lens cloth and lens cleaning fluid. This way, you won't scratch or otherwise damage the surface. And finally, for those upgrading to a newer camera, 13% disposed of their old camera in the trash. If possible, sell your current camera, give it away, or recycle it. I'm Ernie Sprantz for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
Information, call now, 1-800-200-2401. You have bills piling up that need to be paid now, so why wait any longer? Get the future money you have coming to you now, when you need it most. For your free information, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-200-2401. That's 1-800-200-2401. 1-800-200-2401.
This is the Bill Press Show.
13 minutes before the top of the hour here on this Monday, July 20. Just want to take a moment here to note the passing of a real American hero and a real media legend. Of course, I'm talking about Walter Cronkite, known as Uncle Walter, and known in his time and since as the most trusted man in America. I have to tell you, I had the great honor of meeting Walter Cronkite on a couple of occasions. He was interested in Jerry Brown and interviewed Jerry Brown, Governor Jerry Brown, when I was working with him. He was a great man and an outstanding journalist. There'll never be another one like him. I mean, imagine today anybody in the, you can't imagine anybody in the media being on the same level with Walter Cronkite. I mean, do you think seriously that anybody would consider like Bill O'Reilly the most trusted man in America? I mean, forget it. Or Sean Hannity or Rush Limbaugh. I mean, nobody ever called Walter Cronkite an entertainer. I mean, at the most, those people, when they're gone or off the air, will be known as good entertainers. But even the anchors today, I mean, look, they're all friends of mine, but Wolf Blitzer, Katie Couric, Brian Williams, Charlie Gibson, can't hold a candle to Walter Cronkite. I mean, what's so special about him, I think, was, first of all, he was a great reporter. You know, he reported on World War II. He'd been there. He was
He really had earned his way to the anchor's desk. When today so many people get on the anchor's desk, I'm not talking about the network anchors here, but certainly on the cables. They get on the anchor desk just because they're cute, right? Male or female, they're cute. They're blonde. They're blow-dried. They're vacuous and empty-headed, but who cares, right? As long as they can read a teleprompter. That's their only gift. I mean, Walter brought gravitas. He brought that experience to it. And he was also reporting at a time when just imagine the period he covered, the period of the Civil Rights Movement, the war in Vietnam, the assassination of John F. Kennedy, the Beatles coming to America, the first peace conference in the Middle East, and Walter was there and brought it all to us as a newsman. Here, Walter breaking the news to the nation that from Dallas, the horrible news of Kennedy's assassination.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, some 38 minutes ago.
And I almost lost it there.
Vice President Lyndon Johnson has left the hospital in Dallas.
You hear that little comment of Walter to an interviewer that was much later in life, of course. He says he almost lost it. And if you saw that special on Walter Cronkite last night, he did. He had to take his glasses off. He had to pause. He looked down. And he said in that interview, this later interview, anchormen shouldn't cry. But he did when he announced the assassination of John F. Kennedy. He was a passionate supporter of the space program. Got to know all the astronauts personally, was down there at Cape Canaveral, and was so excited like a kid when he announced was covering the first landing on the moon 40 years ago today.
Griffin, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Roger, Tranquility. We copy you on the ground.
Oh, boy.
That's you. Looking good here.
Boy.
We're going to be busy for a minute.
To hear this great man, all I can say is, oh, boy. Oh, boy.
That's so cool.
I know. You know, and the other thing is he was into everything. You know, he loved music. He did the first story about the Beatles. He went to England and did a profile about the Beatles, a singing group sensation. And he said that the story no sooner aired on the news that he got a call from Ed Sullivan, who said, how can I get in touch with these kids? They're fantastic. And it was Cronkite who introduced the Beatles to Ed Sullivan, who then put them on the Ed Sullivan, brought them to America for the Ed Sullivan show. He got to know and was close to the Grateful Dead, was behind the stage for a lot of their concerts, interviewed Frank Sinatra. But his probably most powerful moment was when he went to Vietnam, middle of the war, and did a report on what was going over there, and then came back and gave his opinion about where we really stood in Vietnam.
It seems now more certain than ever that the bloody experience of Vietnam is to end in a stalemate. This summer's almost certain standoff will either end in real give-and-take negotiations or terrible escalation. And for every means we have to escalate, the enemy can match us. And that applies to invasion of the North, the use of nuclear weapons, or the mere commitment of 100 or 200 or 300,000 more American troops to the battle. And with each escalation, the world comes closer to the brink of cosmic disaster.
And Lyndon Johnson heard Walter Cronkite say that and turned to an aide and said, when I lose Walter Cronkite, I have lost the American people. Walter Cronkite, a great man indeed. There'll never be another one like him.
The official morning show of the Obama generation.
The Bill Press Show.
Listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Men and women, if you've got 10 to 30 pounds or more to lose, please listen carefully. Guys, many of us tend to overeat. We eat too much red meat, fast foods, and processed foods. This keeps the belly flabby and keeps our bodies overweight. Ladies, have you ever said, I feel fat today? Or do you have this bloated feeling? And how many of you have been trying to lose the same 10 to 20 pounds for years? There's a healthy and faster way to lose weight than any diet pill. It's called EverCleanse, a clinically proven weight loss and detox formula that helps you lose weight and get rid of the 5 to 25 pounds of waste that some experts say is trapped to the colon walls like spackle or paste. 2 weeks of EverCleanse Fiber Cleanse may be equal to months of dieting. It's simple, too. Natural, tasteless crystals that dissolve in any food or beverage. Fiber Cleanse will flatten out your midsection, reduce love handles, and bellies and bloating have been disappearing in just days. You see, Fiber Cleanse gets rid of the weight you can't take off by exercising or starving yourself on a diet. And it's not something you have to take for the rest of your life. Call now to receive a very special offer.
Call 800-592-5157. Ask about a free supply. 800-592-5157. That's 800-592-5157.
Did you know that...
From Consumer Reports, savings round the clock. I'm Reese Sprantz. Early birds don't get only worms anymore. They're eligible for discounts on all kinds of stuff. Later risers needn't feel slighted, though. They'll probably find other deals. Especially in times like these, with merchants scrambling to get customers in the door, time-of-day discounts are plentiful. Here's a roundup of some timely bargains. Air travel. The cheapest time to fly depends on your route and other factors, though you'll often find the least expensive seats are on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday flights. The best time to book a bargain seat is midweek, Tuesday afternoon through Thursday. Bowling. For the best rates, go before 9 or 10 a.m., or sometimes after 9 p.m. Car washes. Deals can be had if you drive in early, before 8 or 9 a.m. Farmers markets. Sellers rarely want to haul their bounty back to the farm, so look for deals near closing time. Golf. Tee off by 7 or 8 a.m. or after 3 or 4 p.m. Tennis. You'll often save by starting your game as early as 6 or 7 in the morning or late, like after 9 at night. Movies. Matinees, usually in the morning or early afternoon, are a traditional money saver. And finally, restaurants. Even some high-end places now offer early bird specials and other tasty inducements. Look for lunches starting before 11 and dinners at 4 or 5. Night owl specials often begin around 9. I'm Ernie Sprantz for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
Incorporated, Denver's Fix and Flip Supply House that's open to the public. Buy and Build has the country's best prices on cabinetry and more. However, we do not compromise on quality. Our elite line of cabinets could easily go into a $1 million home. Buy and Build's cabinets are all wood boxes with absolutely no particle board and solid hardwood fronts. We have 9 colors to choose from. 3 are in stock and available today. See us at 4800 Washington Street in Denver. Reach us at 303-295-6022 or buyandbuild.net. You will be thrilled with the thousands you save at Buy and Build.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
And on this Monday, July 20, my parting shot for today. You know, some weekends are sleepy, but boy, not last weekend. This past weekend, there was a lot of news. Walter Cronkite died. 3 Republicans endorsed Sonia Sotomayor for the Supreme Court. A few more banks reported record profits, thanks to our tax dollars. And Mark Sanford says God will make him a better man. And, oh, by the way, Tiger Woods did not win the British Open. No, that's not the big news. The big news is not only did Tiger not win the British Open, he didn't even make the cut. He even hit one ball in the rough and couldn't find it. Now, I don't want to rejoice in anybody's misfortune, but I must admit, somehow that makes me feel a whole lot better. It makes me feel a lot better about Tiger. I mean, he's not a machine. After all, he is human. And it makes me feel a lot better about my own golf game. I'm not the only one who doesn't hit a perfect ball with every swing. So, thank you, Tiger Woods. You may not have intended to do so, but you've done millions of weekend hackers like me a big favor. The next time we hit one into the woods, or dribble the ball down the fairway, or miss an easy putt, we won't get so upset with ourselves, knowing that, in the end, we're just like Tiger Woods. He's not perfect, either. Anything to make my golf game seem better. That's my parting shot for today, folks. Thanks for being with us today. Have a great Monday. We'll look for you right here on the radio again tomorrow.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Landmark Lincoln Mercury has the largest selection of new Lincoln Mercury product in Colorado. If you want to trade your gas guzzler for something new, 6 of our 11 models are eligible for Recycle Your Ride. This is a government-sponsored program that will give up to $4,500 to trade your high-emitting vehicle. With our complete knowledge of this government offer, Landmark Lincoln Mercury is your Recycle Your Ride headquarters. Test drive one of our luxurious vehicles with any of our knowledgeable long-term committed sales professionals.
The Lincoln MKS, Lincoln MKZ, and Lincoln MKX are spectacular. If you desire a non-pressure buying experience and complete customer satisfaction, count on Landmark Lincoln Mercury, Denver's only exclusive Lincoln Mercury dealer. We are Colorado's sales leader. We are your Recycle Your Ride headquarters. We're located at 5000 South Broadway, just north of Bellevue, and online at buylincolns.com. You have a lot of choices. Make the Landmark decision.
Volume claim based on total retail sales for the state of Colorado based on 2008 board statistics.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedefani. Violent crime is down in cities from coast to coast, but the experts say why. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker, do they have any theories, Vicki?
The police will say their hard work is behind the decline in violent crime. The criminologists have plenty of theories, but no hard evidence to back them up. The Washington Post says new high-tech policing methods may be helping. Some things lowered crime rates in D.C., Los Angeles, Minneapolis, San Francisco, and New York, to name a few. One thing does seem clear, Frank. The experts may have to rethink the conventional wisdom that the crime rate goes up when the economy heads down, Frank.
Well, former Atlanta Falcons star quarterback Michael Vick is a free man. His lawyer says Vick was able to take off his electronic monitoring device after serving a 23-month sentence in prison and at home on federal dogfighting charges. Workplace deaths are going down, but deaths among Latino workers have increased 76% over 15 years. Labor lawyer Raj Nayak says Latinos often do the most dangerous job.
Very disturbing. This, I think, underscores the need for increased government enforcement of workplace health and safety laws.
Apollo 11 moonwalkers Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin visit the White House today as part of the 40th anniversary celebration of the first lunar landing. Aldrin tells the CBS News Early Show he'll ask President Obama to support a future manned mission to Mars.
We develop places we've explored. We explore places we haven't been to. Mars we have not been to yet.
CBS News Director of Survey Sarah Dutton says the public isn't as gung-ho as Aldrin.
51% of Americans think that the U.S. should send astronauts to Mars. 43% think that the U.S. should not do that. Those figures have held pretty steady over the years.
A coffee shop in Haley, Idaho has been the rallying point for friends and neighbors of Army PFC Bo Bergdahl, the 23-year-old soldier captured by the Taliban in Afghanistan. Shop owner Sue Martin calls Bergdahl a survivor.
His internal strength will help him.
CBS News analyst Jerry Van Dyke says a Taliban video of Bergdahl leads him to believe he won't be harmed.
He's being fed. He has a cup of tea there. This is part of what's called Pashtunwali, ancient tribal code, and what they are saying is that we will protect to the death a guest in our home.
By most accounts, the recession is easing, but signs of an immediate economic rebound seem to be few and far between. In the latest survey of more than 100 top companies, the National Association for Business Economics found that businesses are still cutting payrolls, inventories, and capital spending on new plant and equipment.
Clearly, it's not smooth sailing. This is likely to be a slow recovery that takes some twists and turns.
Global Insight economist Sarah Johnson. A new census report says the world's population is aging and the number of seniors 65 and over will pass the number of children 5 and under within a few years. Ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are up 6 points. This is CBS News.
Hey, what are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing? I'm dancing. Woo!
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, I got the stack of cash with the googly eyes. I love him. It's the money I'm saving with Geico. It was so easy.
Yeah, I got that. But there's just one thing.
What?
You're dancing at work, John.
Yeah, I am. Woo! Woo! Woo!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com.
A moonlight carriage ride down a cobblestone road. But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and with every bump, the pain drives you insane.
Ugh, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H cream with maximum strength pain relief still relieves burning and itching and adds maximum strength pain relief on contact. It's the most complete Preparation H relief ever.
Don't you love carriage rides?
Ah, I do now.
Preparation H cream, pain relief on contact. Use as directed.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Hey, look, hon, the highway is crazy. I better hang up. We'll just talk when I get home.
In challenging traffic, make safety your most important call.
This message brought to you by the wireless industry and this radio station.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. A kayaking accident over the weekend claims the life of the president of the kayaking club at the Colorado School of Mines. 21-year-old Derek Slothow drowned in the Poudre River after his kayak flipped on Saturday. And six people are recovering after being injured in a boating accident yesterday morning near Fort Lupton. Police say a 48-year-old man remains in critical condition. Aurora faces a federal inquiry into its hiring practices because too many of its police officers and firefighters are white. The U.S. Department of Justice's Civil Rights Division has told Aurora it will look at city hiring practices. Aurora officials acknowledge they struggle to recruit minority officers and say they welcome the probe. And Jason Marquis is the Major's first 12-game winner as the Rockies beat the Padres 6-1. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Watch out for some delays as you're heading northbound on I-25 underneath the bridges. Looks like there's some debris in the road that fell off the back of a truck right around 6th Avenue. Really starting to slow up back past DU. As far as the rest of the highways go, 270 getting crowded across Commerce City, especially in those eastbound lanes. We do have a surface street accident. This one occurred at Arapahoe and Havana. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be hot with a high of 91, currently 65. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Remember, at your King Supers Pharmacy, you'll find hundreds of generic prescriptions priced at just $4 for a 30-day supply or $10 for a 90-day supply. Get more value for the way you live every day at King Supers.
Now, from our studios in New York City,
this is Rachel Maddow.
The Rachel Maddow Show.
Welcome to the Rachel Maddow Show here on Air America Radio. It's Monday, 6 minutes past the hour right now. Thanks for joining us. Coming up this hour, I welcome Pat Buchanan back to the show. After many, many, many months' absence, Pat and I will be talking civil rights, and we'll be talking about his advice to the Republican Party that they should use the nomination of Judge Sonia Sotomayor to the Supreme Court to try to stoke more white anger about affirmative action for their own political benefit. You can imagine where the conversation goes from there. We've also got some news about a third alleged Republican sex scandal tied to the C Street House in Washington that's run by the secretive religious group, The Family. We will celebrate the 40th anniversary of the launch of the mission that put a man on the moon with a totally whack story about what happened to the original film of the moon landing at NASA. That is all coming up this testy, testy hour here on The Rachel Maddow Show on Air America Radio. We're starting right now.
Walter Cronkite, who anchored the CBS Evening News for nearly 20 years, has died. He was 92 years old. Mr. Cronkite died at his home in New York with his family by his side after a long battle with cerebrovascular disease. Mr. Cronkite was called the most trusted man in America in a 1972 poll, beating out the president and the vice president and the Congress for the title, of course. When he was 12 years old, Mr. Cronkite said he read about a foreign correspondent in Boy's Life magazine, and then and there he decided that that was what he wanted to be when he grew up. Cronkite got his start as a journalist, working for small newspapers and for radio stations before joining a wire service called United Press. And that job took him overseas to cover World War II. That saw him going ashore on D-Day, parachuting with the 101st Airborne Division, and flying along even on a bombing mission over Germany. Legendary CBS newsman Edward R. Murrow offered Mr. Cronkite a job in radio when he returned to New York. Mr. Cronkite turned it down. Years later, Murrow offered Cronkite another job, this time in television, and this time Cronkite took him up on the offer. Joining us now, we're very lucky to say, is Dan Rather. He stepped in for Walter Cronkite as anchor of the CBS Evening News when Mr. Cronkite stepped down from the post in 1981. Mr. Rather, Dan, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
This is obviously a very sad day for everybody whose lives were touched by Walter Cronkite. For you personally, this has to be a very emotional night.
It is. First and foremost, because of the Cronkite family, that his son and daughter, who I was privileged to know for a very long time, I haven't seen them lately, but say the least, I'm saddened to hear about Walter's passing, and that I should keep thinking about his family, how proud he was of his son and his daughter, his wife Betsy, whom Brian Williams mentioned earlier, He called her the vice president of keeping water on an even keel. I would say she was the president and CEO, not just of the Walter Cronkite fan club, but she had been a newspaper woman herself. And as you know, Rachel, being on television, and particularly being a supernova star such as Walter Cronkite was in news, it's an egocentric, narcissistic business. But you rarely, if ever, saw that in Walter Cronkite. And one reason was his wife, Betsy. And I've seen her give him a nudge in her rib and saying, hey, come on, big guy, that sort of thing. And she really kept him on an even keel. But that's to take nothing away from himself. It's very easy to forget. I'm recognizing that a lot of people in the audience never saw Walter Cronkite, or were not a memory age. But he was the proverbial household name. It's an overworked phrase. He was a living legend, and his legend will outlive him by far. That with all that, he was, again, down home doesn't quite say it, but he was regular, Walter. I think the audience recognized that. They recognized that he was trying to be as honest, as truthful, as integrity-filled as he possibly could. There was another side to him. He loved race cars. He raced cars when he was a younger man. Loved sailing. Was an excellent sailor. And really did sail pretty good size sailboats for a long while. But one of the things that I haven't seen paid attention to much, I'm sure it will be as time goes along, is that Walter Cronkite was a very brave and very good combat correspondent in World War II. For example, when they sent gliders into France, a disastrous plan by the military, Walter Cronkite was on one of those gliders that roughly corresponded with D-Day. And then he came out of his newspaper and wire service experience in World War II and became a pioneer in the what was then new thing of television. In so doing, he defined the craft of television anchor. He was an extremely strong ad libber, which is to say that he knew how to talk without a script. When he first started, I don't think there was any teleprompter. And he could talk about a political convention or a space shot or the Korean War, which is how he got his big television break. He was working at WTOP in Washington, and he stood up in front of a map and talked about the Korean battlefield. And from that, that's what why CBS hired him. A very strong ad libber. Other things to say about him, that as a television news anchor, without question, he set the standard. He set that standard by expanding the public's understanding and connection to big stories. Before Walter Cronkite, I don't think there was anybody on television who could do that. Huntley Brinkley, the combination for NBC, came as close as anyone. But Walter, as a sole anchor, as opposed to Huntley Brinkley, a dual anchor, he connected. Walter had that ability, what we call in television, he had the ability to get through the glass, which is to say he could connect with people in the living room. I think the biggest thing about him is he loved reporting and presenting the news. He had a passion for it. And I think the audience recognized that he really cared about it, deeply cared about it, and had a passion for it. And that's one reason they made him by far the most popular anchor person of his time, or for that matter, probably for any time. And enough cannot be said about what he gave to the craft. And one other thing about him is that Walter, he stood up for his correspondents and producers when the pressure was on about controversial stories. Vietnam and Watergate come to mind. He backed his reporters and producers in the field and on the story rather fiercely, like an uncle, a caring, loving uncle. And he earned, not just because of that, but he earned the tag with the audience and with the press of being Uncle Walter.
When you stepped in, it was announced in 1980, you stepped in 1981 when he retired, and what you were stepping into was not only a position that, as you say, had been held by a man who was quite truly a household name, even more than that, if there's a dumb metaphor that gets bigger than that, but also somebody who wielded incredible power and has to have been aware of that, that his take on things, however objectively put, did define mainstream public opinion. He not only had access to anybody in the country to whom that he wanted access to, but his direct communication with the movers and shakers of the country and the world was something that he has to have been aware of and that must have defined that role for you stepping into it in 1981 in a way that must have sort of almost felt awesome, just because it was such a powerful position. Is that what it felt like at the time?
No. And it didn't feel like that at the time, partly, yay, mostly because of Walter. Walter did not think in terms of power. What you said was exactly true, but he didn't think in terms of power. Walter was all news all the time. Tall tower, full power. We break in when news breaks out. We want to go for the big story, franchise it. That's what was in his head, not the power that he wielded. Mm. And much is made, and I think it should be made, of his famous and rightly so broadcast from Vietnam when he went to Vietnam to see for himself the war. And he delivered, as Brian Williams earlier described it, pretty much saying, these are my words, not his, but at best the war is a stalemate and it probably is unwinnable. That was his objective opinion at the time. It was one of the rare times that he expressed opinion on anything. But it was based on his objective reporting. But he didn't think in terms of power. And because I had seen and proudly served as a field correspondent under Walter Cronkite, I had seen his approach to this business of power. Walter never talked in terms of power. He never saw himself as a powerful person. He saw himself as an honest broker of information. That he gathered information, and Walter was one hell of a reporter. He wasn't just an anchor, and he knew good reporting, and he demanded good reporting. But he didn't think in terms of power. He just thought, this is my role. My role is to present quality journalism of integrity. I'm going to put around me people that I know believe the same thing. Sanford Sandy Sokolow, who was his longtime right-hand person, had been with Walter through all kinds of things. That the point is that institutions and broadcasts do take on the character and personality of their leaders. And the CBS News of that era, the Cronkite era, which stretched roughly from the late 1950s, he came to the anchor chair in what I think 1962, perhaps 63, all the way up to 1981. That this permeated the organization, the Cronkite way. You don't think of yourself as powerful. You're a working reporter. Your job is to be the people's surrogate. Where they can't be, you listen to news conferences, you come on, you tell it straight, and you hope that they absorb the information.
Incredible, authoritative, trustworthy source. Dan Rather is our guest. We're going to take a quick break, come back with more with Dan Rather. You're listening to The Rachel Maddow Show. We'll be right back.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
You know, not too long ago, I found a leak in my roof, and I got a few estimates from roofing companies in the area. I decided on dry-fit roofing for the job. They began by removing the deck on top of my roof. Then they repaired the leak and quickly rebuilt the deck. But 6 weeks later, the leak that they fixed wasn't fixed. So dry-fit came back to take another look. Only I wasn't home, but they went ahead and removed the deck again anyway, and then replaced another portion of the roof. The wrong portion. So, of course, I called them, and called them, and called them. But I still haven't heard back from Dry-Fit Roofing. At the end of the day, it cost me $4,000 for a leaky roof and a destroyed deck.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from people in your area on Angie's List. Our members share their experiences with each other so that you can choose the service company that's right for your job the first time around. Borrow some experience at AngiesList.com.
Some debris in the road, northbound I-25, really starting to back things up. Now, it's laying right around 6th Avenue. We're seeing those slowdowns stretch all the way back towards DU. In fact, that drive's going to attack about 15 minutes onto your ride from the tech center towards downtown. The rest of the metro highways is where we're seeing volume build in those usual spots, like northbound 225 after Parker Road up towards Mississippi, as well as eastbound 6th Avenue, Sheridan towards I-25. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Say goodbye to overpriced gas with TomTom's daily fuel price updates. Unlike an ordinary GPS, TomTom can find you the cheapest gas station on any given day with just the tap of a button. TomTom, go confidently.
What is performance now? Once it was all about power, but performance now is all about knowledge. With the BMW 3 Series, it's knowing you're driving the number one selling car in its class. It's knowing you're driving what Car and Driver hailed as one of the 10 best for an unprecedented 18th year in a row. It's also knowing the 3 Series sedan was selected a 2009 top safety pick by the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. And it's knowing you're driving a finely tuned machine that costs you virtually nothing to maintain, thanks to BMW Ultimate Service. That's knowledge. And as any BMW engineer will tell you, knowledge is power. Performance now is the 3 Series. Yours to test drive at a local BMW center. For Ultimate Service details, call 1-888-311-4BMW.
Now through August 31st, lease a BMW 328i xDrive for $369 a month. Visit your local BMW center today or go to frontrangebmw.com/finance for details.
Had no idea what to do. I was panicking.
If you're scared or confused because you owe money to the IRS, you're not alone.
I couldn't sleep. I couldn't concentrate at work.
Millions of Americans just like you owe back taxes, but you could be eligible to settle your tax debt and pay just a fraction of what you owe to the IRS.
They were going to garnish my wages.
For free information, make a completely confidential call to Freedom Tax Relief at 1-800-500-4235.
Then it all turned around.
We've helped Americans all over the country eliminate their tax problems for a fraction of what they owe.
That one phone call saved me thousands. What a relief.
Our experienced tax negotiators know how the IRS works, and we know what your rights are. We can help settle your tax problem the right way.
You just gotta call them.
For the free information you need on how you could solve your tax problems, call Freedom Tax Relief at 1-800-500-4235. 1-800-500-4235. That's 1-800-500-4235.
I'm Howie Mandel. Did you know attention deficit hyperactivity disorder in adults is a real and treatable medical disorder? The symptoms of ADHD make it difficult to pay attention, focus, be organized, complete tasks, and maintain relationships. Talk to your doctor and visit AdultADHDIsReal.com.
Welcome back. This is the Rachel Maddow Show here on Air America Radio.
Reaction is pouring in from those who knew and worked with Mr. Cronkite. Former President George H.W. Bush says, quote, "Barbara and I join the nation in mourning the passing of Walter Cronkite. As a pioneer in television journalism, he was a towering, respected figure. Many Americans heard it from Walter first that President Kennedy had died or that a man had walked on the moon. He's already missed." We're joined again by Dan Rather, who took over the anchor chair at the CBS Evening News after Walter Cronkite retired in 1981. Dan Rather, thanks very much for staying with us.
Thank you, Rachel.
Today, we have 24-hour wall-to-wall cable news. One of the studios in which we sit right now is a place for that. Network news is still in a model that essentially started with Walter Cronkite, the idea of a half-hour evening network newscast. It hadn't been that way before him.
No, it had not. It was a 15-minute evening news broadcast on NBC and CBS, the only two who over the years had an evening news broadcast. And beginning in roughly 1956, for the first time in television news history, the combination of Huntley Brinkley or NBC overcame CBS. And I don't have to tell you that in the suites where the suits prevail, that the ratings dominate. And so they decided to change the anchor. A man named Ernst Leiser, who's now deceased, former CBS News correspondent, he and Richard Salant, who was the president of CBS News, laid out a plan. How do we return to dominance? And part of it was to change anchors. There was a lot of, I wouldn't say controversy, there was a lot of debate about whether the late Charles Collingwood or somebody else, but they settled on Cronkite, partly because Cronkite was a superb ad-libber. He was able to take air without a script, and if you needed 15 minutes, he could give 15 minutes. If you needed 15 hours, he'd give you 15 hours. And he was a very strong ad-libber. So the first thing they did was move from Douglas Edwards to Walter Cronkite. That was in roughly 1961, maybe as late as 62. It was as late as 62. Then the idea of doing a half-hour evening news broadcast had been around newsrooms for a long time. But again, on the corporate side of things, people said, nobody's going to sit still for a half-hour evening news broadcast. The public won't sit still for it. Our affiliates won't sit still for it. Much the same arguments that are given today about moving the present half-hour evening news broadcast to an hour. Mm. But the decision was made, and Walter, of course, was a champion of it. And Ernest Leiser and Richard Salant said, we'll go to a half-hour. So Walter Cronkite did the first network national half-hour evening news broadcast. NBC followed pretty quickly behind that. And then he had milestones in between, but the evening news went to a half hour in 1962. President Kennedy was assassinated in November of 1963. And Walter stayed on the air for I don't know how many hours during the Kennedy assassination. And he became associated in the public's mind with the Kennedy assassination. Mm-hmm. He also became very identified with the space program. Having said that Walter loved fast cars, fast boats, he loved space. He loved the idea of going to the moon. Let me say as a footnote, I don't know if it's been said, Walter was a tremendous competitor. Mm-hmm. Yes, he was Uncle Walter. Yes, he had all the social graces and professional graces, which made him a legend. But down where he lived, he was determined to win. And everybody was climbing on the space program, Life magazine, NBC, everybody. But Walter, he became such a champion of the space program that in many ways he was seen as the extra astronaut. He went to Cape Canaveral and Florida, covered the space program. And so through most of the 60s, the new half-hour CBS Evening News, it began to improve with the ratings. But it wasn't until the moon landing. Again, Walter became identified in the public consciousness, and I think correctly so, by being the voice of the effort to put men on the moon. And it wasn't until sometime in 1969 that CBS and the CBS Evening News of Walter Cronkite finally and definitively overcame NBC News and the Huntley Brinkley Report. Probably too much television news history for most people. But here's the point. Walter Cronkite was the leader. And all the while he covered the Kennedy assassination, became the extra astronaut identified with the space program. He led coverage of the civil rights movement. Yes. CBS News led in coverage of the civil rights movement. Walter was a tremendous champion of in-the-field coverage of the civil rights movement, even when it was very unpopular. And some CBS stations in the South, in the Deep South, refused to carry the broadcast, declined to carry the broadcast because the CBS Evening News with Walter Cronkite was concentrating on Dr. Martin Luther King and the civil rights movement.
Dan Rather is the former anchor of CBS Evening News. It's been invaluable to have you here. Thank you so much.
Rachel, thank you for having me.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Pick up the phone and speak your mind.
We have this moment right now to really, really discuss globalization and trade. The public obviously wants that discussion. The NAFTA model itself is fundamentally corrupt.
The American public doesn't hear the story very much.
There are four ways you produce things: mining, manufacturing, farms, factories, and they're giving up manufacturing in America.
Share your opinions. Call us at 866-303-2270. We're listening.
Is your credit card debt out of control and you don't know what to do? I'm Ted Brower, founder of Debt Settlement USA. Contrary to what you may hear from other advertisers, there is no secret program that can magically eliminate your debt. But Debt Settlement USA does have an answer. We have perhaps the most experienced team in the industry. We've negotiated and settled over $150 million of debt for people just like you. If you have over $12,000 of credit card debt, call right now for a free consultation. Debt Settlement USA built its reputation on one simple fact. We help our clients cut their debt. Find out how we can help you reduce your balances and your monthly payments.
Call Debt Settlement USA at 1-888-369-4466. If you're having trouble with credit card debt, call right now. Call 1-888-369-4466. That's 1-888-369-4466.
Are you losing your home to foreclosure? The law firm of Pomery & Associates would like to offer you a free, no-obligation consultation that will show you how to stop foreclosure, reduce your interest rates, and save thousands on your mortgage. Do not let this economic slowdown take your home from you and your family. You have worked too hard. There is no cost to find out how this program can help you save your home. Call 800-989-6419. That's 800-989-6419. 800-989-6419.
The Denver Drive's starting to get busy right now with a center lane stall southbound I-25 right around.
Hey, if Congress forces this radio station to pay a performance tax to foreign record labels, you know what you get? Yep, nada. Say bye-bye to things you love to listen to. Weather, community service, see ya. Congress knows this station already pays to play music. If radio is forced to pay more, you'll pay the price. Go to SaveYourRadio.org to tell your congressman to support the Local Radio Freedom Act. A message from this station and the NAB.
Multiple locations available. What next? NextCare.
See your local Saab dealer and test drive the Saab 9-3 sedan, sport combi, or convertible. Now is the perfect time to get behind the wheel of a Saab. Turbocharge your summer and take advantage of attractive finance offers on the 9-3 family.
The odds of a child becoming a professional golfer? 1 in 140,000. The odds of a child being diagnosed with autism? 1 in 150. To learn the signs of autism, visit AutismSpeaks.org.
Brought to you by Autism Council.
Is your credit card debt getting out of control? Do you find yourself unable to keep up with the outrageous payments and fees? Stop paying those greedy credit card companies and keep your money for yourself. Now, in 2009, Americans with $10,000 or more in credit card debt legally have the consumer right to reduce their debt and slash payments nearly in half. For a free consultation, call Debt Solution Advisor now at 800-554-3037. Join the millions daily who are finally being told the truth about their debt options. Call us in the next 30 minutes to legally reduce your credit card debt and save yourself thousands. Exercise your consumer rights today with Debt Solution and speak to one of our specialists to relieve that credit card stress once and for all. For free information, call now at 800-554-3037. That number again, 800-554-3037. 800-554-3037. 800-554-3037.
Are you receiving monthly checks from a lawsuit? Are you having trouble paying your bills every month because the settlement money you're getting just isn't enough? Well, there is a way you can get the cash you need now in one lump sum payment. For free information to see how much cash you can get, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-200-2401. Find out how you can turn your future structured settlement payments into the cash you need now to get free of your credit card debt, to meet your rising mortgage payments, to pay your medical bills and other expenses. If you're receiving payments from a lawsuit, call Peachtree Settlement Fund. Free information, call now, 1-800-200-2401. You have bills piling up that need to be paid now, so why wait any longer? Get the future money you have coming to you now, when you need it most. For your free information, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-200-2401. That's 1-800-200-2401. 1-800-200-2401.
Hey, Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleans, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
Hey, what's up? Holla at your boy. XOXOXO. You getting these texts? Question mark. Where are you? What are you doing? OMG, you are making me mad. You better text me back. I'm waiting outside your house.
Relentless, aggressive texting is like sending an angry robot to deliver your message. When does the robot become dangerous? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com.
Thatsnotcool.com.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is the Rachel Maddow Show here on Air America Radio.
One prominent Republican who believes that the Republicans did not make enough of the issue of race at the Sotomayor confirmation hearings is my MSNBC colleague Patrick J. Buchanan, who argued in his column this week that the hearings should have been seized on even more by Republicans to try to win over white conservatives who feel aggrieved by racial issues. He says, quote, "These are the folks who pay the price of affirmative action when their sons and daughters are pushed aside to make room for the Sonia Sotomayors. What Republicans must do is expose Sotomayor as a political activist whose career bespeaks a lifelong resolve to discriminate against white males. Even if Sotomayor is confirmed," Pat says, "making the nation aware she is a militant supporter since college days of ethnic and gender preferences is an assignment worth pursuing." Joining us now is my MSNBC political colleague, Pat Buchanan. Pat, it's been far too long since you've been on the show. It's really nice to see you.
Good to see you, Rachel.
So, your argument is that Republicans could reap political rewards by making the argument that Sotomayor essentially doesn't deserve to be on the Supreme Court, that she's only there because of her race. Did I understand your argument correctly?
Well, I think I would vote no on Sonia Sotomayor. The same voted no on Harriet Myers, and I said so the first day she was nominated. I don't think Judge Sotomayor is qualified for the United States Supreme Court. She has not shown any great intellect here or any great depth of knowledge of the Constitution. She's never written anything that I've read in terms of a law review article or a major book or something like that on the law. And I do believe she's an affirmative action appointment by the President of the United States. He eliminated everyone but four women, and then he picked the Hispanic. So I think this is an affirmative action appointment, and I would vote no.
And what do you think that affirmative action is for?
Affirmative action increased diversity by discriminating against white males, as Alan Backe was discriminated at the University of California at Davis, as Brian Weber, that worker in Louisiana, was discriminated against, as Frank Rickey and those firefighters were discriminated against, as Jennifer Gratz was discriminated against and kept out of the University of Michigan, which she set her heart on, even though her grades were far higher than people who were allowed in there. That's the type. Affirmative action is basically reverse discrimination against white males, and it's as wrong as discrimination against black females and Hispanics and others, and that's why I oppose it.
I obviously have a different view about it, but I wanted to give you a chance to explain what you...
But why do you have a different view?
Well,
why is it okay to discriminate against white males?
Let me ask you this.
Sure.
Why do you think it is that of the 110 Supreme Court justices we've had in this country, 108 of them have been white?
Well, I think white men were 100% of the people that wrote the Constitution, 100% of the people who signed the Declaration of Independence, 100% of the people who died at Gettysburg and Vicksburg, probably close to 100% of the people who died at Normandy. This has been a country built basically by white folks in this country who were 90% of the entire nation in 1960 when I was growing up, Rachel, and the other 10% were African Americans who had been discriminated against. That's why.
Does that mean that you think that there are 108 of 110 white Supreme Court justices because white people essentially deserve to have 99.5% of those positions? That there's nothing that doesn't reflect any sort of barrier to those positions by people who aren't white. You think that's just purely on the basis of what white people have deserved to get?
I think a lot of people got up there for a lot of reasons, but my argument would be get the finest mind you can get. Get the real scholars, whether you agree with Bork or Scalia or not. They're tremendous. And I think there are other minds. I'm sure the Democratic Party, I'm sure, has women there that can stand up head-to-head with Scalia and make the case, who have got tremendous credentials, knowledge, background. But this one doesn't have that. She was appointed because she's a Latina, an Hispanic, and a woman.
She is also the judicial nominee who has more judging experience than any judge who's gone up, say, in the past, I don't know, what is it, 70 years? She's been an appellate court judge of some distinction for a lot longer than Judge Roberts was, Judge Alito was. I mean, it's not like she was picked out of the minor leagues and brought up here, Pat.
Listen, it certainly is. Look at her own words in the New York Times from the tapes. It's in the New York Times, June 11. She said, I'm an affirmative action. I got into Princeton on affirmative action. I got into Yale. I didn't have these scores that these other kids did. How did she get on Yale Law Review? Affirmative action. How did she get on the federal bench by Moynihan? Moynihan needs an Hispanic woman, just like Barack Obama needs an Hispanic woman. That is not the criteria we ought to use, Rachel, for Supreme Court justices, conservative or liberal. That's why I opposed Harriet Meyer. I said, I know she's going to vote with me. She's a good Christian woman. She's probably a fine lawyer. But she's not Supreme Court material, and neither is Sonia Sotomayor. And I think you know that, Rachel.
I don't know that at all. And I would say that if you and I agree that what our country needs is to be able to choose from the largest possible pool of talent in order to be able to pick the people who are going to have to function at the highest level so that our country can compete and that our country can do all the hard things we need to do, I would hope that you would see that picking 108 out of 110 white justices for the Supreme Court means that other people aren't actually being appropriately considered. And the reasoning of affirmative action is that you recognize that the fact that people were discriminated against for hundreds of years in this country means that you've sort of gamed the system unless you give other people a leg up. You've gamed the system by putting them in the best schools and the best jobs.
Let me give you an example.
Hold on, I'd let you talk for a long time.
She was put into the best schools.
That's right. She was.
Affirmative action, not because of ability, Rachel. She was put there, she said herself, because of where she came from. She's an Hispanic woman. She's from Puerto Rico. That's why she was passed over other students who applied there with better scores who were denied the right to go to Princeton.
Do you think that she got the grades that she got at Princeton on the basis of affirmative action, too?
I think what they do in the Ivy League, and you know it as well as I do, about half the class graduates cum laude these days.
How'd you do at Georgetown compared to how she did at Princeton?
I'll tell you, I graduated higher in my high school, I will bet, or as high as she did, and I'll certainly say in Georgetown I did, and I'll tell you, I will match my test scores against her, but I'm not qualified for the United States Supreme Court.
But Pat, for you to argue that there's no basis on which the United States benefits from having Hispanics be among the people who we choose the best and brightest from, defies belief. The idea that you think we're best served by only choosing from among 99.5% white people. Jobs, I don't believe you believe it, Pat.
Hold on. I believe everybody should get a chance to excel and be on the United States Supreme Court. But if I look at the U.S. track team in the Olympics and they're all black folks, I don't automatically assume it's discrimination. I will say, I think maybe those are the fastest guys we got. That maybe they're the fastest guys in the country. Maybe they're the fastest in the world. If they're all our Olympic team in hockey is 8 white guys from Minnesota, I don't assume discrimination. Why do you assume discrimination simply because you've got one component on the Supreme Court? Where's the genius you think who's a woman and a feminist who sure ought to be on that Supreme Court? Go for her. Don't go for an affirmative action person you know was picked because she's a Latina and because she's a woman.
Pat, when I look at the United States Supreme Court and I see 108 out of 110 white people, I see 108 out of 110 men, I don't look at that and think, God, white guys are naturally better at this type of work than the other people who aren't getting these jobs. I would love to hear your answer as to whether or not you think that is what explains it too, because I think what the more obvious explanation is that you have to be a white guy in order to get considered for these jobs, and has been true since the dawn of time in this country.
No.
That's starting to break up now so that we can tap a bigger pool of talent. You should be happy about that for your country, Pat.
I do. I'm happy when you got all 78 firemen can take a test, but if all the guys that win in the test are all white guys and one is a Hispanic, I don't say, automatically the test was fixed, biased, bigoted against black people, because I don't know that, Rachel. And those guys did well in that test, and they are victims of this evil affirmative action policy, which says, in effect, that everybody's covered by the 14th Amendment and the civil rights laws, unless you're a white male and your parents and ancestors came from Europe, then we can discriminate against you. That's what I am against.
Pat, are you happy that we've got a Latino on the Supreme Court for the first time, or we're about to? Does that seem like a positive thing for the country?
I think the Republicans had an outstanding Latino who had outstanding grades and was brilliant and was gutted, Miguel Estrada. I was all for him for the appellate court.
Let me just ask you the question before going to talk about some other Latino who's not a question here. Are you happy for the United States of America, for our prospects as a nation, that will be the best that we can be, that there is a Latino on the Supreme Court for the first time ever, that that glass ceiling is broken? Do you see it as a positive thing?
If you say, be the best we can be, we're not being the best we can be with Sonia Sotomayor, and I think you know it.
Pat, I couldn't disagree with you more. I credit you to sticking to your guns. I think you're absolutely wrong about this, and I think that by advocating that the Republican Party try to stir up racial animus among white voters here, you're dating yourself.
I think they ought to do. They ought to defend the legitimate rights of white working class folks who are the victims of discrimination, because that's the right thing to do and because it's the politically right thing to do. It so happens that here, that doing the right thing is the right political thing. Standing up for Frank Rickey, we saw the face of a victim of these policies. Rachel, you and your friends admire up there in New York, and you never look at these guys who are working class guys with their own dreams.
Pat,
just like Sonia Sotomayor.
I don't need a lecture from you about whether or not I know what working class.
You certainly do.
Pat, I really don't need a lecture from you about what I think about working class Americans, or what anybody else in New York, including Sonia Sotomayor, who grew up in the Bronx, thinks about working class Americans. A lot of things divide us, Pat. Race is one of those things, but there's a lot of other ways in which we stratify as a country. And for you to privilege race and say that what we really need to make sure we tap politically is white people's racial grievances, you're playing with fire and you're dating yourself. You're living in the 1950s, Pat.
I'm dating the 1960s when the Civil Rights Act was passed. Do you think Frank Ritchie and those guys were treated justly when they were denied that promotion because they were white?
Pat Buchanan, MSNBC political analyst. I'm very sorry that we're out of time. It's nice to have you back on the show, Pat. Thanks.
I've enjoyed it, and as I always do, Rachel.
You're listening to The Rachel Maddow Show here on Air America Radio. There is apparently at least an alleged third Republican sex scandal tied to the house called C Street in Washington, D.C. that's run by a secretive religious organization called The Family. Jeff Charlotte joins us next to discuss.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Are your customers trying to navigate through the internet jungle to find your product? If your business uses the internet to get sales, your survival depends on your customers finding your website, not your competitors. And they need to find you at a cost you can afford. In this economy, you can't afford to waste money. But if your company spends $1,000 a month or more on internet marketing, you could be throwing your money away. Call New Media today and find out how they help businesses large and small get sales leads at a cost that works. Your website needs to be listed on page one of the major search engines, and nobody knows how to get you there better than New Media. If you're skeptical, here's an offer you can't pass up. New Media will get your website on page one of the major search engines, or we'll refund your money guaranteed. We'll also guarantee that you'll keep those rankings for at least 2 years, or we'll work to put you back again for free. Call now, 888-817-0211. Call 888-817-0211. That's 888-817-0211.
It looks like Cruz made quick work of his center lanes.
Hi, it's Marty. When I recently visited Lauer's Hardwood Showroom, and I love Veto Kill Wood products. The all-natural lodgepole pine is environmentally neutral and can be stained or left au naturel with its distinctive blue-hued beauty marks. Lauer's Hardwoods has Veto Kill flooring, paneling, 2x4s, and logs. It's beautiful, price perfect, and environmentally neutral. Visit Lauer's in Lakewood and say Mario sent you and get 10% off. Call them at 303-205-Wood or LowersHardwoods.com.
Heads up, everybody! Now you can get Comcast high-speed internet with Power Boost for $19.99 a month for 6 months. So that means we really gotta bust our hump. I'm gonna need some experts on this one. So Mixmaster, I need you to handle music downloads.
Now, pizza lyrics, look to me. You'll kick them from your laptop to your MP3.
Big Eddie, I need you to beef up virus protection.
Sure thing, boss. As soon as I find my brass knuckles.
Shutterbug, I need you to handle the photo center.
I'll do it now.
Fast. Happy.
Maple. Fiat.
And White Lightning. Make those download speeds faster than ever.
Done.
Great. Get right on it.
No, I mean, I'm finished. It's done.
Get the biggest value in internet. Comcast high-speed internet with Power Boost lets you download your favorite movies and music lightning fast. And the McAfee security suite is included. Get it all right now for just $19.99 a month for 6 months. Call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Offer ends 7/31/09. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to performance service for new residential customers. After promotional period, regular charges apply. Equipment installation and taxes extra. For more information, visit Comcast.com.
Tell you the truth about Roth IRA. Big changes in 2010. 303-694-1600. Jason McBride, President.
Why are you so distant?
Did you have to shoot anyone?
You gonna get a job now or what?
No one knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org, brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Landmark Lincoln Mercury has the largest selection of new Lincoln Mercury product in the state. The new Lincoln MKZ and Lincoln MKX are spectacular. Mercury Mariner, Mercury Milan, Mercury Hybrids, Lincoln Navigator, and the all-new Lincoln MKS. These are not your father's Lincolns. Drive the Lincoln Mercury difference and you'll be a believer. Our team of knowledgeable, long-term committed sales professionals are ready to assist you and have thorough knowledge of how Recycle Your Ride can give you up to $4,500 and government assistance for trading your old gas guzzler. If you desire a non-pressure buying experience and complete satisfaction, count on Landmark Lincoln Mercury, Denver's only exclusive Lincoln Mercury dealer. We are Colorado's sales leader. We have the largest selection of new and certified pre-owned Lincoln Mercury product in the state. We've been trusted since 1919. We're located at 5000 South Broadway, just north of Bellevue, and online at buylincolns.com. Make the Landmark decision.
Volume claim based on total retail sales for the state of Colorado based on 2008 Ford statistics.
It's the Rachel Maddow Show here on Air America Radio.
Another story about congressional adultery, hypocrisy, and the secretive D.C. religious group known as the Family has broken. As we've reported, the recently disclosed extramarital affairs of both Republican Senator John Ensign and Republican South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford are linked to this group, the Family, through a house in Washington, D.C. that's called C Street. It's operated by the Family. It's described in tax records as a church, although it functions as a residence for a number of members of Congress, including Senator Ensign. Senator Ensign and Governor Sanford both reportedly disclosed their extramarital affairs to the residents of C Street months before they were forced to disclose them publicly. Although both men called on other politicians to resign because of having affairs, neither Ensign nor Sanford has moved to step down himself. The soon-to-be ex-wife of former Republican Mississippi Congressman Chip Pickering filed an alienation of affection lawsuit against Mr. Pickering's alleged mistress. Mrs. Pickering, in other words, is suing the other woman. Here's why it's news. First, another moralizing C Street-connected politician has a personal hypocrisy problem. As a congressman, Chip Pickering lived at C Street, which members call a Christian fellowship house. On his website at the time was this message to his constituents. Quote, Mississippians know my leadership is grounded on our principles of faith, family, and freedom. And when in Washington, those are my guiding values. Joining us now once again is Jeff Charlotte. He lived with members of the Family for a year as part of reporting he did for Harper's Magazine. That reporting turned into the book, The Family, The Secret Fundamentalism at the Heart of American Power, which is out now in paperback. Jeff, I know you are trying to go on vacation. I promise I will stop bugging you as long as no more C Street scandals break out, okay?
They just won't stop, will they? They're not going to let us take a break.
It's amazing. All right, this lawsuit alleges that Congressman Pickering and his mistress had an extramarital affair while living in C Street. From what you know about C Street and the living arrangements there, could people be secretly carrying on an affair actually in the house?
Absolutely. They speak of the House as a refuge, as a place that they can go to in Washington where they can have the kind of privacy that they don't have anywhere else in their lives. And at the same time, they combine that with an oath to protect each other's secrecy. As fellow C Streeter Zach Wump, we were talking about the other night, has said we take an oath of secrecy. In fact, one article by a former member of the family talked about the wives of C Streeters and the wives of members of the family. And one of the wives describes it like this. He says, you know, I'm very comfortable with the idea that in my husband's life, first come his brothers in the family and then come me. So these are, you know, the family calls itself a Christian mafia, but there's a level in which when you're at the C Street house, it's almost like a fundamentalist frat house.
Well, yeah, in more ways than one. At this point, if the allegations in this lawsuit are true, when we talked last about the enthusiastic secrecy of the family, how that's part not only of the sort of operating philosophy that they have about power, but also about their theology. These members of Congress living together, swearing to tell one another their secrets, but not to tell anybody outside the group. You and I talked last night about whether, hypothetically, members of this group would feel obliged to report it if one of them confessed to a crime. Now I want to know if it's possible that this group and this physical house operating under these secrecy rules could be something like a safe house for things that members of Congress wanted to get away with, whether it was a crime or an affair or something else that they knew was going to be trouble for them.
Well, this is something else that I think we need to be looking at. And yes, I think you're absolutely right. And, you know, you mentioned that former Congressman Pickering is now a lobbyist for Cellular South, the company that is the company of his mistress. Another C Streeter, Representative Steve Largent, we were talking about the other day, is in the meantime left Congress to become the head of the big lobbying association for that industry. And in that capacity, he's been inviting and paying for Congressman Pickering and Senator Ensign as well to go on trips. We want to know, these are trips related to their issues, so is the mistress going along with this? The bottom line that we see in that is whether it's personal infidelity or any other issue, the family sees their oath to one another as more important than their accountability to the public.
Yeah. Last question for you, Jeff. And again, I really didn't expect to call you again, but this is now this summer's alleged adulterous affair by C Street politician number three. So when you were in the family, when you infiltrated the group in the research for your book, what was the professed attitude toward adultery? Sex is, I think, probably not the most important thing to understand about this group, but it keeps coming up over and over again. And I wonder if they have a professed morality around issues of sexual morality. About sexual fidelity.
No, the family, in the core of the family, they actually reject the idea of morality for their members. They believe that morality is a secular construct, that morality is something made by man for little people like us, and that if you're part of God's chosen, as we've been talking about, what the family believes, that they're sort of a new chosen of God, morality, ethics, these things don't apply to you. That doesn't mean that they endorse adultery. It just means that they're not paying attention as much to it. And then you combine that with, a fairly misogynist viewpoint. They subscribe to an idea of male headship. In some of the documents, Doug Coe, the leader of the group, was actually advising another member on what to do with his wife, who the member felt was demonically possessed, and Doug Coe said that's quite possible. The symptoms were, and there's just no way to make this sound respectable, the symptoms were that the woman was complaining that she wasn't sexually satisfied by her husband. That was, to them, a symptom of demonic possession. I mean, it sounds crazy, and it would be silly if it weren't happening right in the middle of Washington with these men who are so powerful, who are congressmen, and then lobbyists, and this revolving door that seems to be facilitated by the family.
Jeff Charlotte, author of The Family, The Secret Fundamentalism at the Heart of American Power. Thanks for coming back on the show. I release you back to your own family now, Jeff. Sorry to bug you. Thanks for helping us out.
Thank you, Rachel.
My home is 70 years old, and so are some of its problems. I was looking for a handyman to seal a leaky sink when I called Brad Schrader. Brad answered the phone himself and set up an appointment for the following day. He was on time and neatly dressed, and I quickly knew how much he enjoyed his job because he wouldn't shut up about it. First, he details all the problems. Then he gives the reasons why the problems need to be fixed. He tells you how much every little thing costs and why it costs that much. He is constantly explaining himself and often explains the explanations. But you know what? He is the perfect gentleman. Brad is nice and just wants to make sure you feel good about the work he's doing. I would recommend Brad without a thought. But next time, I think I'll let him do the work when I'm not home.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from members in your area on Angie's List. From handymen to electricians, educate your guests at AngiesList.com.
Are you receiving monthly checks from a lawsuit you won? Are you having trouble paying your bills every month because the settlement money you're getting just isn't enough? Well, there is a way you can get the cash you need now in one lump sum payment. For free information to see how much cash you can get, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-200-2401. Find out how you can turn your future structured settlement payments into the cash you need now to get free of your credit card debt, to meet your rising mortgage payments, to pay your medical bills and other expenses. If you're receiving payments from a lawsuit, call Peachtree Settlement Funding. For your free information, call now 1-800-200-2401. You have bills piling up that need to be paid now, so why wait any longer? Get the future money you have coming to you now when you need it most. For your free information, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-200-2401. That's 1-800-200-2401. 1-800-200-2401.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. A leading lender to thousands of small and medium-sized businesses may have gotten a new lease on life.
At CIT, we help finance the future.
Bondholders have agreed to give CIT Group a $3 billion rescue loan. Wall Street Journal reporter Jeffrey McCracken says that loan buys time to regroup and avoid bankruptcy.
Did they expand out into areas perhaps that they shouldn't have, such as student loans and mortgages and trying to become an investment bank? They perhaps got a bit too far afield from what they did at their core, so this is another opportunity to pull themselves back into what they do best.
Retail industry analyst Andy Moser says companies that depend on CIT to finance everyday transactions aren't out of danger.
There's somewhat of a panic, I'm sure, on the small and mid-sized businesses that have already tried to seek alternatives.
Researchers who put backpack air monitors in pregnant women found that women who breathed the dirtiest air had children with lower IQ scores at the age of five. Study author Frederica Pereira says the difference was only a few points but can't be ignored.
This finding is of concern because IQ is an important predictor of future academic performance.
It was the day Neil Armstrong walked on the moon, and CBS News correspondent Walter Cronkite was momentarily speechless.
Oh, boy.
Thank you.
On this July 20th, 40 years later, Apollo astronauts are together again in Washington to look back on what they accomplished and look ahead at the future in space. The second man on the moon, Buzz Aldrin, says Mars should be the next frontier.
We're getting back to what NASA and what the country really likes to see, and that's exploration. To me, exploration is going to some place you haven't been before.
Government figures on workplace deaths show that one group is especially vulnerable.
Workplace deaths for Hispanic workers have been going up, while overall workplace deaths have been going down. This is disturbing, and it's been exacerbated, I think, by the recent economy.
Labor lawyer Raj Nayak says Latinos often work the longest hours and do the most dangerous jobs. The New York Times says a sweeping military review calls for major changes in the American-run prison for Taliban and other detainees in Bagram, Afghanistan. Clara Gutteridge is with a London-based group that represents some Bagram inmates.
It's a very welcome development, but I think the only way that we can be sure that detainees are treated properly is if they have all the rights that normal prisoners would have, which would be access to lawyers and the right to challenge the reasons for their detention in a proper court.
A new Census Bureau report says within a few years the number of people 65 and older will surpass the number of children, adding to the stress and strain on government programs like Social Security and Medicare. Aging expert Richard Sutzman.
The process started first in the developing countries, and is now, the interesting thing is how rapidly it's spreading to the low-income or less developed countries.
This late word just in, leading economic indicators rose more than expected in June. The Dow's up 78 points. This is CBS News.
Did you ever hear that bedbugs transmit serious diseases like hepatitis and are only found in filthy living conditions? Well, that's just a myth. Here's the fact. Bedbugs don't transmit diseases, but they do bite, leaving behind red and itchy welts, and can be found in the cleanest of places, even hospitals and five-star hotels. And that's no myth. A pest professional is your best defense against the devastation bedbugs, rodents, and termites can cause to your home and family. Visit PestWorld.org to hire your pest pro today. That's PestWorld.org.
Hi, I'm the superintendent of a school district. Last week, we added Aflac to our employee benefits package. With Aflac, we're headed to the top of the class. It helps us attract and retain employees, and it's available at no direct cost to the district. Getting started is as easy as...
Aflac!
He's so gifted. For more information, call 1-800-99-AFLAC or go to AflacForBusiness.com. American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus. Aflac, we've got you under our wing.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. The state health department's preparing for a large crowd today during medical marijuana testimony as the board considers placing more restrictions on medical marijuana. Aurora faces a federal inquiry into its hiring practices as too many of its police officers and firefighters are white. Aurora officials acknowledge they struggle to recruit minority officers and say they welcome the probe. And a kayaker is dead after flipping and hitting his head. That accident happened over the weekend on the Poudre River near Fort Collins. Authorities say 21-year-old Derek Slotto flipped his kayak at the Big South Fork. In sports, Jason Marquis is the Majors' first 12-game winner as the Rockies beat the Padres 6-1. The Diamondbacks are at Coors Field tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao. Now Todd Parker has your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Eastbound C-470 really loading up Santa Fe towards Quebec. That drive's going to cost you about 20 minutes across Highlands Ranch. We're also seeing those usual delays for northbounders on I-25 underneath the bridges, but this time they're stretching all the way back towards the tech center. Surface street accident, Dry Creek at I-25. There's another one involves two cars. This is 14th and Locust. That's right around 14th and Monaco, so you're going to find some activity there. Slight delays eastbound 36 due to a crash at Federal. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Don't get ripped off when you sell your gold. Get 40% more every day at Fast Cash Gold Centers. At Fast Cash, they shop the competition and pay you 40% more for your gold. Call for an instant quote before you sell or visit FastCashGoldCenters.com. Come to Clement Park August 8th for a day of family fun to support girls with Rett syndrome. Registration for the 4th annual Strollathon begins at 8:30 a.m. The Strollathon runs from 10 to 1. Enjoy live entertainment, auction items, carnival activities, and more. Help us roll our way to a cure August 8th at Clement Park.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. If you missed the rude pundit, that will be up on StephanieMiller.com after the show. You can also email us all there. Executive producer Chris LeBoy, voice deity Jim Moore, to me, Stephanie Miller. This hour of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by the Chevy Open House. We've made it easy to get into a new Chevy with low, straightforward pricing on the remaining 08 and 09 models. It's simple. The price on the tag is the price you pay. Go to Chevy.com/open house for details. Excludes Corvette ZR1 at participating dealers only. Thank you, GM.
Damn, I was going to get a Corvette, too.
No. All right. The president opening his can of healthcare whoop-ass on Friday.
This is what the debate in Congress is all about. Whether we'll keep talking and tinkering and letting this problem fester as more families and businesses go under and more Americans lose their coverage, or whether we'll seize this opportunity, one we might not have again for generations, and finally pass health insurance reform this year in 2009.
Yeah, you know what this reminds me of, Chris, the immigration reform legislation, when the Republicans, it's just whining and screaming, and it's amnesty, it's amnesty. and then they did nothing. And what did that do? It gave millions of illegal immigrants amnesty.
Yeah.
But doing nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. Representative Steny Hoyer, Democrat of Maryland, on the health care debate.
There's no doubt that the bill is going to have changes as it moves through the process. I would be shocked as a legislator if that was not the case.
Yeah, this is what I was mentioning. Nancy Pelosi said this is how legislation works. This is how it's done. You know, so I look forward to the president's speech on Wednesday where he will open, I think, yet another can of whoop-ass. Hey, here's some fun facts. Jim, this is probably just a weird coincidence, but, you know, a lot of the senators that wrote the letter about, slow down, and we did. Huh, they're getting a lot of money from the healthcare industry.
Yeah, that's weird.
Senator Max Baucus, almost $4 million. Huh.
Wow. I'm sure there's no connection.
Mary Landrieu, almost $2 million. Senator Lieberman, $3.4 million. Senator Ben Nelson, over $2 million. Huh. Interesting. Thank you, Julie from Seattle.
Those are the people who are fighting against it. Must be a coincidence.
That's weird. Okay. Oh, by the way, check out the calendar section of StephanieMiller.com. I will be in San Francisco this Saturday, July 25th.
That's right.
For Girls Night Out, courtesy of Green 960, our station up there. And I will be in Seattle August 8th for the town hall, along with Tom Hartman, Bill Press, Mike Malloy, and Ron Reagan. Go to the calendar section to figure out how to get tickets for all that. All right. And are you going to come make an appearance, Chris LaVoy?
I've been told I will.
Oh.
So
you're the only non-chick that will be let in, apparently.
Well, yeah. I wrote to the program director, John Scott, and said, am I allowed to go to this thing? He's like, yeah, we'll make an exception for you. All right. Thanks.
You will have to leave your nads at the door.
No.
All right. listener Clinton, Atlanta, by popular demand, we are playing the Glenn Beck Fifth Symphony.
Yeah. Well, they say Beethoven hated Sopranos.
Yeah.
He's going to make them screech like that for
you can't
hours.
Hear that one enough. Well, I don't know how your weekend was, but at least the Wienermobile didn't crash into your front porch.
Oh.
One southern Wisconsin homeowner is probably not in love with the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. The famed hot dogs Wienermobile crashed into the deck and garage of a home in Mount Pleasant, about 35 miles south of Milwaukee. Sucks to be them. All right,
yes,
that's a giant.
Only they were stuffed full of mustard and grilled onions.
then you got a party.
Yeah.
Ew, all
grilled
right.
Onions.
Yeah.
Blech.
You're weird.
Yeah.
Onions, garlic. Ooh.
No, I love garlic. I don't like onions.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. Let's check some entertainment news quickly, shall we?
Time for Tinsel Talk. Let's find out what's going on in Hollywood with Stephanie Miller.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Our top story, Joan Rivers returns to TV. Okay. She returns as hostess of the original TV Land series, How'd You Get So Rich? Premiering Wednesday, August 5th, she takes viewers on a journey to meet the millionaires who've worked hard and struck gold inventing and creating and marketing things that dumb people like you and I buy.
Yeah.
We have a...
And that Billy Mays sells.
Yes.
Well, used to.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh. Oops. How about Vince?
If only somebody would have sold something to keep Billy Mays alive.
Well,
that would have helped. There you go.
Uh-huh.
A helmet, perhaps. But.
Oh.
Jam. Okay, we have... Who do we have?
Wait, it's a promo for the show.
Good.
From the producers of How Is It That You Still Have a Career and Who Knew She Was Still Alive, it's How the F*** Did You Get So F***ing Rich? On tonight's episode, Dr. Melvin Fisher, plastic surgeon and embalmer to the stars, explains his foolproof method to siphon big bucks from aging celebrity has-beens.
First, practice on cadavers, because that's pretty much what you have to work with. Second, have lunch at Spago's or Ladome and loudly comment on how so-and-so, insert aging female celebrity, has been here, preferably when he's sitting at an adjacent table. How so-and-so is beginning to look like Ed Koch on a bad day.
Oh.
And accidentally drop your business cards all over the restaurant. Now come running, checkbook in hand, trust me, works every time. Can we talk? Well, if by we you mean you, then no. At least not until the scar tissue heals and you stop looking like the Joker in a wind tunnel in about a year and a half. And may I just say, ka-ching.
That's how the f*** Did you get so angry? It's immediately followed by a holy crap. What the did you do to her face? Don't miss it.
And oh, that music was done just in time.
It
thank
was.
You. Okay, and finally, the headline is, Paul Abdul's manager, she'll leave Idol if rude producers don't step up the new deal.
Oh, no.
Speaking of aging female husbands.
Well.
Oh, come on now. Paula Abdul is unhappy, and unless the producers of American Idol change her frown to a smile soon, she'll dance like there's no tomorrow. Away from the TV's number one show.
And they'll find some other drunken slag?
Apparently.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Stephanie Miller.
Why not? Abdul's manager said, very sadly, it does not appear that she's going to be back on Idol. I find under these circumstances particularly unusual. I think it's unnecessarily hurtful. I find it kind of unconscionable and certainly rude. And wow, he's over the top. And rude and disrespectful that they haven't stepped up and said what they want to do. We have, Simon.
So that perennially sozzled Miss Abdul has gone and got herself a new agent, and he's decided to put the pressure on the producers of American Idol by threatening to pull Paula from the show. As I heard somewhere once, how's that working out for you, son? My response? Oh, please don't throw me into that briar patch, whatever you do. It's akin to threatening Amy Winehouse with free wine and gin for life. It's like taking Goldman Sachs to the woodshed with fiscal irresponsibility and throwing wads of $1,000 bills at them. Please, sir, may I have another? It would be like throwing Bill Clinton into a women's prison. I personally long since ceased feeling we were getting our money's worth from Miss Briar Patch's performance. Yes, I know, something you don't deal with it. What?
Huh?
I don't know what that means. 15 minutes of lucidity, followed by an accelerated demonstration of the effects of multiple sclerosis, culminating with a petit mal seizure, is not a story arc that bears repeating. I'll tell you what, Sonny Jim, you find other employment for your charge, and we'll make do with a Paula Abdul bobblehead doll with a soundtrack by Enver Hoxha, the late president of Albania. It will be an improvement. I'm just being honest.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, that's why they moved, Hero, what's
your
Guardi.
That's all for Tizzle Talk. I'm here all week. Tell your friends if you'd like more Jim Ward, Baldwin.
Check out Jim Ward's apocryphal but true Kylie, Stephanie Miller, StephanieMiller.com. Buy the album.
Thank you. Hey, Squeezy, are you still allowed to do Squeezy Stack now that you're newly married, Jim? But I thought you should know.
I think I know where you're going with this.
That Denise Richards regularly checks into hotels for secret, no-strings-attached sex sessions with male friends.
Friends with benefits. Oh, my.
Boy,
Jim's been asking for these benefits here at Stephanie Miller International for quite some time.
Yeah, are you successful yet?
The actress has been single since her split from ex-husband Charlie Sheen. She prefers to get her kicks from rendezvous with friends with benefits.
From what?
Friends with benefits.
Rendezvous?
He said, you don't want to bring them home to your house, but I have certain needs. Friends with benefits are awesome. I used to be like, oh, no, you have to be in a relationship. But after going through a divorce, I'm like, life is short. I want to have a good time.
Damn. I should have had a better time after my divorce. Should have hooked up with Denise Richards. Oh, she was still with Charlie.
I'm sure she would have hooked up with you, though.
Yeah, sure.
That's got to be the hottest thing ever for men and women that doesn't want a relationship. Yes! All right.
And she's had her tubes tied.
Yes!
All right. Jackie Chan says Will Smith's son can kick his son's ass. He's Kung Fu Kid co-star Jaden Smith. That's Will Smith's son. He says co-star Jaden Smith's dedication to martial arts puts his own son to shame.
So he can snatch the pebble from his hand.
Apparently. He said he was deeply impressed by the younger Smith's progress when he visited Los Angeles last month. And kid kicked him in the head. Okay.
That's a false ending on that, doesn't it?
All right. There could be a new king emerging in late night television. David Letterman. Yoo-hoo!
I like that.
Time.
Yeah,
I know.
He can't watch him anymore.
Ooh, NBC might be rethinking that whole. I don't know. Every time they do something to Jay Leno, I don't know. Letterman whipped the Tonight Show in the ratings last week by 800,000 viewers, according to Nielsen. Letterman, as you know, had lost to the Tonight Show when Jay Leno was the host. He hasn't had that big a victory margin since returning from heart surgery in 2000. Generation gap, though, it appears to be widening. An 18 to 49 demographic, O'Brien is winning in that, but let me see here. Letterman averaged 3.68 million viewers last week to O'Brien's 2.82 million.
Wow.
Go, David Letterman.
I think the Sarah Palin thing is working very much in his favor.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
See, he's still got a job.
That's going to make
Sarah.
That's going to make Greta Van Susteren's head explode.
Chuck in Virginia wants to chime in on health care. Hello, Chuck.
Hello, Stephanie. Good morning.
Good morning.
I just want to make 2 points. I did 21 years in the military under a government-run health system where I didn't get to pick my doctor. I didn't get to pick my facility. Yet it worked good, and I think if it's good enough for our service members, why isn't it good enough for Glenn Beck? The second point is since I've retired, I'm still on a government-run healthcare system, which far exceeds anything that anybody that I work with here. I mean, I get to see my doctor. The government in 5 years has yet to deny any kind of a consult that my doctor has recommended. And I'll tell you, I love standing in line at the pharmacy, and I pay $3 copay and watch other people pay $75 and $80 for a prescription. So, I love my government run here.
Well, you know, Chuck, it's that example. And the congressman and senator's own health plan is a government-run plan, which works spectacularly well as well. You know, Medicare, Medicaid. I mean, it's you know, you can make one case after another, and people still don't seem to get it. They seem this fear-mongering on, ooh, it's government-run.
Yeah. Like, apparently Joe McCarthy is right. The army's full of communists living on socialist health care.
Apparently. All right. 20 minutes after the hour, the president's big speech coming up on Wednesday on health care. But he opened a mini can of whoop-ass. We'll have some more of that crunchy audio goodness when we continue on The Stephanie Miller Show.
To be honest, I've never seen such dysfunction.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, and AM760.net.
Attention, female dieters. The following is a public announcement for women age 18 and up who are interested in boosting their love lives while zapping belly fat and cellulite as part of a national weight loss survey. If you qualify to participate, you will receive a free trial of a new high-speed diet pill called Slim Seduction. Originally developed as a libido booster for women, many Slim Seduction users have also reported startling losses of belly fat and cellulite while following a healthy lifestyle plan. And now, you can get a free trial of Slim Seduction if you qualify. Just visit slim17.com. Again, this is a public announcement for women age 18 and up who are interested in enhancing their love lives and losing belly fat and cellulite. But hurry, participation in this national weight loss survey is extremely limited and based on a first-come, first-served basis. To see if you qualify for a free trial of Slim Seduction, just visit slim17.com. Remember slim17.com. That's slim, then the number 17.com.
Introducing the Ally Bank 12-month high-yield CD with such a great annual return of 2.05% APY. People think there's a catch. But no, no catch, no teaser rate, no limited time offer, no fine print, jargon, or legalese, no hidden tricks, traps, pitfalls, curveballs, or doublespeak. Just a 12-month high-yield CD with a rate that's among the most competitive in the country. Call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally, straightforward. Member FDIC.
You know what it's like. Coffee. The morning after aches and pains have kept you up. Tonight, try Advil PM and get a better night's sleep. Better than Tylenol PM because you'll spend less time lying awake with aches and pains and more time asleep. Switch to Advil PM. The difference is a better night's sleep. Use as directed, brands or trademarks of the respective owners.
Just one trouble spot to get in your way. This is a crash eastbound 36 at Federal. Now the rest of Metro highways, we're just going to see delays.
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. This week, buy half-price tickets to see Blue Oyster Cult this Friday at the Grizzly Rose. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town. Brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular paved stone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from the Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call the Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Hi, this is Tom Harbin. Would you like to learn to play the piano within 8 weeks? Well, now you can with the unique technique, Accelerated Piano Method, at Pianos and Pianos Teaching Facility. This course is half the price of private lessons. With the unique technique method, you'll be playing exciting selections of songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Pianos and Pianos, a proud sponsor of AM 760. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
Hey, do yourself a favor. Call ICON. Set up a free custom vision evaluation today, and it'll just put your mind at rest, really. Call ICON, 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. Or check them out on the internets at icondenver.com.
Join the Make-A-Wish Foundation of Colorado for Wine and Wishes and help send children facing life-threatening illnesses to a favorite wish destination, like Hawaii. Wine and Wishes is August 7th at the Denver Marriott City Center. Call 303-750-9474 or go to wishcolorado.org.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 23 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere to join the party. So the president talking a lot about health care over the weekend, both on Friday at the press conference and in his address on Saturday, radio address.
I want to be very clear. I will not sign on to any health plan that adds to our deficits over the next decade. And by helping improve quality and efficiency, the reforms we make will help bring our deficits under control in the long term.
Oh, the headline just makes me barf. New York Times, Dems grow wary as health bill advances, because that's what we do. That's what we do.
Wait a minute. Somebody might not agree with something I vote for. Yeah. I gotta be careful.
The president is
just don't move. Everything will be fine.
The president is appropriating, dropped a point. Three of the five congressional committees working on
10 points,
legislation to reinvent the. Three of the five congressional committees working on legislation to reinvent the nation's healthcare system delivered bills this week along the lines proposed by President Obama. But instead of celebrating their success, many Democrats were apprehensive, nervous, and defensive. You're not defensive, are you, Chris?
I'm not being defensive. You're the one who's being defensive.
Even as Democratic leaders in the White House insisted the nation was closer than ever to landmark changes in the healthcare system, they faced basic questions about whether some of their proposals might do more harm than good, while senior Democrats vowed to press ahead to meet Mr. Obama's deadline of having both chambers pass bills before the summer recess, some in their ranks nervous about the prospects of raising taxes or proceeding without any Republican support. We're pleading to slow down. Here's a little tip for you. We're not going to get any Republican votes anyway. You know what's happening again, Jim? Esmeralda's in charge. Senator Ghostly. This is the problem. What's her name? Susan Collins, the one that looks like Esmeralda on Bewitched. You know who I'm talking about.
Senator Susan Collins of Maine, yes.
She's going to make health care disappear, just like she made the funding for pandemic flu disappear. At the latest sign of lawmakers chafing at Mr. Obama's ambitious timetable, a bipartisan group of six senators, including...
Esmeralda.
Sent a letter to Senate leaders pleading with them to allow more time. The group included, weirdly, Jim, a lot of those same senators I just read that get a lot of money from the insurance companies. Ben Nelson, of Alaska, Olympia Snow, and Susan Collins. Ben Nelson, a Democrat of Nebraska.
Oh, Nebraska. I thought you said Alaska.
No, okay. Nebraska. And Esmeralda. Who makes everything good disappear. This is the problem. We always, this is what happens. We get to this, it's got to be bipartisan, and we have to keep Esmeralda happy.
No.
And then we, exactly.
Hell with the Republicans. We don't need them.
Yeah.
They're not going to vote for anything anyway.
Yeah. Joe Lieberman's in there, the devoted Democrat. Okay. The president in his radio address.
Those who oppose reform will also tell you that under our plan, you won't get to choose your doctor. That some bureaucrat will choose for you. That's also not true. Michelle and I don't want anyone telling us who our family doctor should be, and no one should decide that for you either. Under our proposal, if you like your doctor, you keep your doctor. If you like your current insurance, you keep that insurance. Period. End of story.
Yeah, once again, it seems like, as he has many times, he has to just fight complete untruths. The Republicans just keep repeating it, and then he has to go back on TV and go, no, you're not going to lose your choice of doctor, plan, whatever. Administration officials defended President Obama's health care proposals on Sunday, urged the skeptical public not to judge the Democrats' overhaul until Congress writes a final version. That's the thing. I think people are overreacting to bits and pieces of things. This is a work in progress, said Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius yesterday, trying to calm nervous lawmakers whose reelections could hinge on the legislation. More will be done. The House and the Senate are committed to working with the president to get this done. So, you know, I just think we need to hold on a minute.
That's right.
While the sausage is being made. I will tell you what Ted Kennedy had to say about all this, as well as...
Sorry.
Oh, are you okay?
I'm fine.
And what did Mick Jagger have to say about it?
He said, get off my healthcare cloud. 28 minutes after the hour, back with all that as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm no good at math. I hate math.
I always considered myself a good mother, but when it came to David's math, I was at a loss. It wasn't that he didn't try, but he kept falling further behind and losing confidence. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy and its amazing success rate. And in a matter of weeks, David was a changed student. His grades improved, giving him a new sense of confidence and a positive attitude towards his math.
If your child is struggling with fractions, algebra, or any other area of math, we can help. Math Made Easy uses top-notch teachers to coach your child on how to break math problems into 5 essential steps and gain confidence and mastery in math. Best of all, Math Made Easy is affordable for nearly everyone. Summer is an ideal time to strengthen math skills and get a head start on next year's math. Call 866-569-MATH. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call us now and get 1 month of Math Made Easy free. Call 866-569-MATH. That's 866-569-MATH.
Northbound I-25 has been a slow ride between the tech center and downtown all morning. That due in part to a mixture of a lot of volume, then some debris on the road that they've got cleared up, but it happened right around 6th Avenue. So that drive from the tech center towards downtown is going to take you about 30 minutes right now. Southbounders through that stretch looking okay. Now we do have some surface street accidents, one of them at 14th and Locust. Now that one should be out of your way shortly, but now we're getting a word of a new crash. This is on the west side, Hampton and Sheridan. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Need to find a reliable business? Did you know that the Better Business Bureau can connect you to trustworthy businesses? Just ask Dale, CEO of your Denver Boulder BBB. Get the information you need before you spend money. Visit denver.bbb.org. That's denver.bbb.org.
If you've been wronged by medical malpractice, you need to do something about it. That's why I bring up Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, because they fight these people all the time. So the big guys are not going to push the little guys around, because I got Mike Turner and Scott Henderson to step in. They're progressive lawyers, and they don't fool around.
Mike Turner and Scott Henderson Law Firm, proud supporters of AM 760. Call 303-300-1600. That's 303-300-1600.
Restaurant owners Rachel and her husband had a run-in with the IRS.
Before we knew it, I owed $90,000. We had a revenue officer standing in our restaurant. It was a very scary day, and that night, my husband and I had a really big fight.
In a panic, they jumped at the first chance for relief.
We didn't do our homework. They weren't attorneys, and we pretty much got scammed.
Then they turned to a trusted friend.
Our business attorney recommended Nationwide Tax Relief. They were awesome.
The attorneys at Nationwide Tax Relief saved their restaurant.
They ended up saving us between 40 and 50% of our tax debt. It was a miracle for us because we could keep the business open.
If you owe the IRS or state more than $20,000, call the attorneys at Nationwide Tax Relief. 1-800-947-0828.
We're still married, thank goodness, and my husband and I are happy clients of Nationwide Tax Relief.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief now. 800-947-0828. 800-947-0828.
See your local Saab dealer and test drive the Saab 9-3 sedan, sport combi, or convertible. Now is the perfect time to get behind the wheel of a Saab. Turbocharge your summer and take advantage of attractive finance offers on the 9-3 family.
The odds of a child becoming a professional golfer, 1 in 140,000. The odds of a child being diagnosed with autism, 1 in 150. To learn the signs of autism, visit autismspeaks.org.
Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
The bare necessities of healthy living are easy with the food pyramid. Be active and eat the right amount of grains, vegetables, fruits, milk, and meats and beans.
Damn it!
For a healthier you, visit mypyramid.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Ad Council.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
Stephanie Miller.
Sitting there with her curly ebony locks and those pouty come hither lips. My God, she's unappealing.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 33 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-1-2, the fun number. It's the fun number. It's a phone number and a fun number to join the fun on healthcare.
The 1-900 number, I think.
Yeah, that's 1-900-STEPH-1-2.
Hello, Sean. Sean from North Dakota. Welcome.
Hi. I've been listening to Rush and Sean. I agree with you guys 100%. But they're saying that if you have service, your health insurance, you get to keep it, but once you lose it after the first of the year or whatever, then you have to go to the government system is what's
false.
In the bill or whatever.
Completely
yes.
False.
Here's a little tip for you when listening in the future to Rush and Sean. They are lying.
You're a lying sack of crap.
Yes. Keep that in mind when you're listening.
All right.
Thank you. Okay. Just go with that. When in doubt, you must remember that.
You're a lying sack of crap. You're a lying sack of crap. You're a lying, scheming, stinking, nasty sack of liquid crap.
See, the deal is the insurance company's been making money off denying people coverage, mm-hmm. and we're threatening to take their binky away, and yeah. they're using every outlet at their disposal to throw crap into the air.
Yes, and to take fruit drinks away from nice white families that are trying to fish at a lake somewhere. Something un-American.
Tell your government we don't need commie health care, and stop taxing our fruity, juicy, sugary drink things.
Things with the, yeah.
Are they going to take away your grape juice, Stephanie?
One would hope not. Mama's adult grape juice?
Yes.
Yeah. That's the problem. Didn't we have some guys call last week? They're going to criminalize me if I don't. They're going to, Rush says they'll throw me in jail if I don't know.
Computer says nah.
Okay. Stephanie and Madison on healthcare. Hey, Steph.
Hey, guys. Great show. You know, I have to agree a little bit with Chris and be pessimistic. Just because these other Republicans, the blue slimes is what I'm starting to call them, is that, you know, they're very Republican.
Sorry.
No, but what we need to do is just keep pumping the public option and make everybody call. You know, it's enjoyable to call mine. I have Russ Feingold and Tammy Baldwin, you know, and
right.
and then call. Anyway, but so I just want real quick pump. We're going to have a healthcare for all. It's a rally. It's a march down on Saturday, July 25th. Starts at 2:30, and we're going to march to the Capitol.
So, all right.
For public option, man.
All right. Do that where you live, for God's sakes. Take a page from Manhattan. Madison. Madison. Wisconsin.
What is wrong with you?
I'm drunk. It's the weekend
I think she might have been a little high.
Stephanie and Madison?
No, yeah.
Speaking of Wisconsin, Vince is in Oshkosh, by gosh. Hello, Vince.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
For the air show, getting ready for the air show next week. Hey, but I want to talk about how the Democrats... It's not about what the Republicans are doing. It's the spineless Democrats.
That's right. I mean, we got to count on the Republicans aren't going to, none of them are going to be for this.
Yeah, and so why do we worry about the Republicans? And I think they got us over a barrel here. I'm thinking that they know that the Democrats are scared, so they just put out any lie, have you believe it, and the Democrats get scared about it, man. If we do not get a spine, there needs to be a third party.
Well, I'm not for that.
But, not gonna...
I do have one question. Is everyone in Wisconsin high this morning, or is it just me thus far?
Yeah.
Getting ready for the air show.
You know, I'll be flying, but I won't be in a plane.
Joe in Long Beach, who presumably is not high. Hello, Joe.
Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I'm a good bleeding heart and totally believe in the, you know, the national health care plan. But as much as I hear a lot about needing to get the insurance component out of this, I don't hear enough about being able to reduce the hospital costs, you know, and that's a big part of this. I mean, if
that's also in the bill.
Absolutely. Well, you know what, but I don't hear enough discussion about it, you know.
You're hearing more about the public option, but that obviously is a big, point of discussion in Congress.
Yeah, charging $500 for an aspirin.
Well, you know what, when people are trying to make the case that the cost is not going to be exorbitant, you know, they need to say how they're going to keep the cost down. And one of the ways that they can make that point is by saying that they are going to reduce hospital costs in such and such a way. And I think that is lost in this debate, and they need to really get out in front of it. Thank you.
Yep. All right. Yeah. Owen, thank you.
Well, that's how they're going to help pay for it, is through, eliminating inefficiencies and bringing down costs by negotiating prices for things.
Mm-hmm. Senator Ted Kennedy wrote an essay for Newsweek about the policy that has guided his decades in the Senate. He writes, unless we act now, within a few years, 55 million Americans could be left without coverage, even as the economy recovers. All Americans should be required to have insurance. For those who can't afford the premiums, we can provide subsidies. So
he's been talking about this for at least 35 years.
Yeah, and we were, Jim was saying, you were watching the documentary on Ted Kennedy, and, you know, had things gone differently in his life, we might actually have health care in this country.
If it hadn't been for Chappaquiddick, he might very well have won the presidency in 1980, and things would be very different. This would be a better country.
Tom in Seattle, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Tom.
Hey, good morning. I was calling to say that until we get campaign finance reform, we're not going to get a decent health care program.
I was just reading the list of all these senators that have written this letter to the president to slow down, what they're all getting from health insurance companies.
Oh, exactly. You know, it's like the blue ball Democrats and the Republicans would all be supporting single payer if they were just getting supported by the people that vote for them.
I think the good news is, of course, everyone is drunk this morning, like Mama or High. And we have low case of the potty mouth on the show this morning.
We certainly do.
Okie dokie, then.
Where the bleep would they get the idea that was bleeping okay?
That's okay.
Let me bleep that.
Okay, on this show. Okay. The president, I think we're just going to play a soundbite because presumably there will be no swear words in it.
I don't believe that government can or should run health care. But I also don't think insurance companies should have free reign to do as they please. That's why any plan I sign must include an insurance exchange, a one-stop shopping marketplace where you can compare the benefits, costs, and track records of a variety of plans, including a public option to increase competition and keep insurance companies honest, and choose what's best for your family.
That seems like that would be bad news for the insurance companies, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What? Compare.
More competition.
Huh? Competition.
What? What are you, a commie? Oh, wait a minute.
It reminds me of that commercial on the, Ditech or whoever, where, you know, the guy goes into his bank and he said, but you're going to get to compete for my business, don't worry. Huh? All right, the president and Saturday.
The opponents of health insurance reform would have us do nothing. But think about what doing nothing in the face of ever-increasing costs will do to you and your family. So today I'm urging the House and the Senate, Democrats and Republicans, to seize this opportunity and vote for reform that gives the American people the best care at the lowest cost, that reins in insurance companies, strengthens businesses, and finally gives families the choices they need and the security they deserve.
Yeah, I'll get right on that right after I cash the check from the insurance.
I believe it was LendingTree, not Ditech.
I don't want to tick off
potential.
The guy
sponsor.
Goes to his bank and sees his guy, and he assumes he's going to get the loan. And the guy says no, but you get to compete. And the other guy goes, okay.
And then this is the more current one. He says, but Sarah, you work here.
Yeah, I know. Awkward.
Sue in Rockville, Maryland, on healthcare. Hey, Sue.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Listen. this is so simple that I'm just, of course, politicians wouldn't think about it, but this is how you pay for health care. You want to know how to pay for it?
Yes.
One, close the corporate loopholes. ExxonMobil, Goldman Sachs, none of these people pay the taxes they should. Mm-hmm. They pay their fair tax rate. One, we got an enormous amount of money coming in the Treasury. Two, eliminate the FICA cap. If you're lucky enough to make over $102,000 a year, the tiny percentage you play in FICA, why should it be capped? Just keep paying into it. Number three, what he said, tax, whether you call it a, you know, eliminating the Bush tax benefits for the rich or letting the rich pay a surcharge. Senator Rockefeller, Jay Rockefeller, the other day said if we did just the repeal on the tax to the rich, you know, we just increased taxes for the rich, the small amount, they would already be able to pay for every American to receive health care. This is not that hard. They make it hard because the Republicans will, this is Obama's baby. So if Obama is successful, he wins. So why would a Republican want to be behind it?
Yeah, no, this is exactly it. It is the Rush Limbaugh strategy. They want him to fail. You have to understand.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And so exactly. So there's no, why are they behind, aren't for it? Well, duh, of course they're not.
Yeah, exactly. Why do we need to reach out to get bipartisan to help from Republicans? They want him to fail.
They want to destroy the country so they have something to run on in 2012.
Yeah. And he'll get the credit if we are successful. So, of course, they're going to, you know, do everything in their power to go against
it. I mean, so look at,
to be smarter.
Yeah, so look at this, like the stimulus money. A lot of these Republican governors, they're not using it for what they're supposed to be using it for. Because why? Because they want him to fail.
Yeah.
You know?
And I have to tell you, here in Maryland, we're using it. You should see the road construction and the things that are going on here. And it's fantastic because it's really, people are working.
But I thought the government can't create jobs. That's what the Republicans keep saying.
Exactly. Sue, you are the smartest girl in class today.
Thank you so much.
Uh-huh. See, people love that.
You know
that
what
honor.
Goldman Sachs paid in taxes last year? 1%. 1%. That's less
nice
than
to see
individual
that
bonuses for some of these jerks. Who are
nice to see that they're out of the woods so quickly, isn't it? Interesting. They're very resilient. 44 minutes after the hour. Just check out Matt Taibbi's article in Rolling Stone to see how exactly how resilient they are. They're plucky, pull up the bootstraps kind of folks. 44 minutes after the hour. Back with more on healthcare as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is not normal.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
My name is Dave Crane, and I've been a Saturn retailer since 1993. Saturn has always put our customers first. We're committed to treating every person who walks through the doors the same way we'd want to be treated. So this got us thinking, why should a car company decide what works best for their customers' bottom line? Which is how we came up with the Choice Is Yours event. It works like this. We adjusted all our vehicles to simple, low prices, and then we went a little further. When you buy a 2008 or 2009 Saturn, you get to choose how you buy it. You can choose whether you want a great cash back offer or qualified buyers can get 0% APR financing for 60 months on select vehicles. Pretty cool, huh? We think our customers should decide the best way to purchase their next car. It just seemed like the right thing to do. So check out the Choice Is Yours event going on now through the end of the month only at Saturn.
Monthly payment is $1,667 for every $1,000 financed. Average example down payment is 11%. Some customers will not qualify. Not available with other offers. See retailer for details. Take delivery by 7/31/09.
It's a fact. More than 13 million kids can't afford basic school supplies. Make a difference and join the Do Something 101 campaign. Together with your kids, collect new binders, pens, notebooks, anything that students will need for back to school this fall. From July 5th to September 19th, bring the supplies to any Staples store nationwide or donate $1 at the register, and they'll get them to students who need them most right in your neighborhood. Get all the info at DoSomething101.org.
This dramatization was inspired by a real letter from Daphne of California, a mom whose child has allergies, after she discovered Little Allergies Allergen Block.
Gym days were awful. My 10-year-old hated playing outside because of his allergies, and I hated giving him medicine. Luckily, there's Little Allergies Allergen Block. It's this invisible gel that goes around his nostrils. It blocks allergens without drugs or side effects. We're both happier now.
Help put the block on allergies with Little Allergies Allergen Block. Use as directed.
huge delays as you're heading out of the tech center. In fact, you're slowed down.
It's time to think outside the box. Or, as they say at Creekside Tree Nursery, it's time to think outside the row. That's right, the trees at Creekside Tree Nursery are so plentiful, they've started making their own rows. Creekside Tree Nursery is overstocked, and right now, you can buy one tree and get the second one half price. From maples and oaks to crabapples and cottonwoods, the trees must go. Visit them in Boulder on 61st Street between Valmont and J Road, or online at creeksideboulder.com. That's creeksideboulder.com.
Hello? If your brain's not responding to the signals that you're full, you'll probably continue eating.
Come on, don't be that way.
Eating and eating some more. With Leptothen, you get the message. You are full.
Oh, finally.
Visit GoGetThin.com. That's GoGetThin.com. Or call 888-700-DIET. And for a limited time, buy two bottles of Leptothen and get one free.
Bone without the need for exploratory incisions. Eliminate loose partials or painful dentures. Replace missing teeth without bridges. Get incredible implants at incredible smiles. Call now for a complimentary consultation. 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
I'm Ellie the Mammy, and my friend Sid the Sloth knows what being a great parent is all about.
I'm responsible, loving, nurturing.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUsKids. Kids and the Ad Council.
Hey Broncos fans, this is Broncos cheerleader Erica Golding inviting you to our calendar release party on August 15th. Help us raise money for at-risk youth by racing us in go-karts at 60 miles an hour. Get details and your tickets at keepingkidsontrack.org. That's keepingkidsontrack.org. Go Broncos!
All right, Tom, take down this number.
Sorry, I can't. I'm driving. Can you call back and leave it on my voicemail?
When driving, make safety your most important call. This message brought to you by the wireless industry and this radio station.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 49 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1-2. The phone number toll free from anywhere. Brian in Madison on healthcare. Hey, Brian.
Hey, how you doing? I am in Wisconsin, and I'm not high, but
okay.
I wish I was.
But you wish you were. Okay.
All right.
I used to work for an insurance company, and we processed, we had some government contracts called CHAMPUS, the Civilian Health and Military Program for the Uniformed Services. Mm-hmm. And so we used to deal a lot with medical claims. And one of the reasons the hospitals charge $500 for an aspirin is somebody shows up at the door, they can't turn them away, whether they have insurance or anyone to pay for their care or not. Mm-hmm. So the hospitals turn around and they try to make that money back by charging companies that they, you know, like Medicare and other insurance companies that will pay.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, it's also a lot of things like, you know, just common decency would require that you provide to somebody. Private insurance companies won't pay for them, so they bill Medicare, so they make it up by billing Medicare patients, you know, $5 for a little trial-sized deodorant.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I hear you. All right, thank you for that. Let's go to Ken in Montgomery, Alabama. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show on the healthcare debate as well. Hi, Ken.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, on the $500 aspirin, I've been in healthcare management for about 25 years now. I don't think that there's a very good understanding in the general public, people being served in hospitals, about how hospital cost is allocated. The majority of cost in hospitals is payroll. And that, you know, you don't get a bill for nursing, techs, pharmacy, you know, those sorts of workers who are in and out of your room, it all gets tagged into that $500 aspirin. And yes, that, you know, uninsured is a terrible problem for most hospitals. Anything to bring more insured patients into the population is a good thing. But that's how you come up with the $500 aspirin.
Yeah, well, exactly.
But an aspirin doesn't cost $500, so
no.
That's...
No, what do they think this is? A toilet seat for the military? This is... All right. Representative Nancy Pelosi talking about the health care schedule.
We are on our schedule to bring up the legislation before the break.
Not sure about that. Are you, Christopher?
Are you being Miss Gloomy Gasoline?
No, I'm not. No, I'm just saying I think it will get done. But I don't know. She seemed to hedge a little bit on whether it would be before the August recess or not. And it seemed like...
You're being awful pessimistic over there, Stephanie Louise Miller.
And then after the recess...
Don't you play Freaky Friday with me.
Campaigning for 2010.
Yeah.
So nothing will get done then either.
Yeah. No, that's why I would like to see it get done.
It's not going to get done.
President Obama defended his healthcare overhaul on Saturday, calling it fiscally sound, urging Congress not to squander its moment to pass reform. So stepping up their criticism, Republicans cast the plan as a financial burden that shouldn't be rushed. Jim, you're exactly right.
Yeah.
Everything they do is political now. It shouldn't be rushed because they want to wait until we're into the next campaign.
Right.
And then it's too.
So, hey, look, it failed. Why didn't he do anything about it?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I don't know. That's the thing. The White House is saying, no, the president still wants his timetable, but I don't know. It seemed like Nancy Pelosi opened the door to pushing off the vote past early August, the timeline that she and the president had agreed to. She said we'll have to see what the Senate will do before suggesting that changing the bill to produce more savings might require additional time. Representative Jared Polis, am I saying that right? We've had him on.
Either one's fine, I think.
Democrat of Colorado.
The only solution is not to add new taxes to things, especially at a time when our economy is in recession. So as a last resort, if there's a revenue gap, let's find a creative way to fill it that doesn't hurt small business, but let's look at every alternative first.
All right. Nancy Pelosi said, this is the legislative process. This is how they're trying to figure this out. How you pay for it? What's the best way to pay for it? You know, I I'm not for taxing benefits, but that's one way to pay for it. So
I think we should tax the bailout to Goldman Sachs and all those other clowns.
Jim's on his Goldman Sachs rant. They should pay for everything now.
Yes.
Exactly.
50% tax on everything we paid them.
Uh-huh. All right. Representative Eric Cantor, the owner of the largest Adam's apple in the Republican Party, except for Ann Coulter.
And Ken Melman. I think Ken Melman's is slightly better.
I'd like to see an Adam's apple off. I would like a contest. Okay.
The problem with the stimulus plan that passed back in January, it just wasn't targeted to get people hired again. And we've got now a situation where unemployment is nearing 10%.
Because, as I mentioned, a lot of the Republican governors not spending the money.
Right.
For the
That's
they're supposed
why it's not
to be,
working.
Because it's almost like they want the president to fail. Where could they have gotten that idea?
It's just not being spent in the right places. I can't explain it. I don't know why. Oh, well.
Kevin Madden on the Situation Room.
The biggest problem, again, for the president is that members of his own party are starting to fall away from him because they're pushed away by the specifics. James talked about that this bill may not do enough. Well, I think a lot of people are worried that this bill is doing too much. There's plenty of health care in there, $1 trillion worth, but there's not a whole lot of reform. So I think that the president right now is on the defensive. He feels like he's losing this debate a little bit, and Wednesday night's going to be an attempt again, like today, to try and reset the narrative.
That's what presidents do, is they have to, particularly this one, has to keep combating blatant Republican lies and fear-mongering on health care. John in Madison, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hey, John.
Hey, Stephanie. Love you.
Thank you.
The MOOCs.
Thank you.
I think what we need to do as a country and what Obama needs to do as our leader is to spin this health care with a patriotic theme. What I see is like a flag waving in the background in an ad, God Bless America playing also in the background for the music, and maybe a Wellstone quote or somebody along those lines saying the character of a country is seen as how they treat their poorest citizens.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Let's go to Richard in Frederick, Maryland. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Richard.
Hello, Steph. How are you?
Hello. Go ahead.
Okay, great. Here's a couple of ideas of mine I think could easily fund health care reform. We should have a windfall tax on both the financial industry and gun manufacturers because they are making money hand over fist, especially the financial industry these days. Also, we should probably use a portion of the presidential campaign fund when people check off the yes on the tax returns. If they want like $3 to go toward the fund, we could siphon a little bit of that money every year to go toward the health care reform.
Yep. All right. See, I
have another box we could check. You want to give $5 for health care reform? Sure.
Already checked. I already have about seven boxes to check.
I don't check any of the boxes because I'm cheap.
Yeah.
Hi, Mike. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Oh, welcome. By the way, we're still high here in Madison from the Ed Schultz Show. It's second highest I've ever been. The first was when you guys were in town. I would suggest to everyone to watch MSNBC and Ed Schultz because he's going to take Max Balkin to task tonight. And Taylor Baldwin was there. She said she'd be willing to give up her break in August to get this done. And I think...
Yeah, I'm telling you, I was just on Ed's show Friday, and I'm telling you, by the time he gets done knocking some Blue Dog Democrats together, we might just get this done.
We are going to get it done. Thank you, guys.
You should encourage the Republicans to go on break and the Democrats stay at work.
Yeah.
Getting the stuff done.
It's the Larry the Cable Guy of the Democratic Party. We're going to get her done.
Get her done!
That's right. 57 minutes after the hour. Investigate. I like the sound of that. We'll tell you who's investigating what when we return on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Special lady, I think it's time for a little one-on-one conversation. Talking about my baby, baby. Not you, baby. Our baby, baby. In recent scientific studies of lactation. Magical lady, gonna get down to business. Gonna turn the lights down real low for a slideshow on childhood disease resistance. A wonderful woman, if you do breastfeed, a little baby will be at less risk for respiratory illnesses. Hey, I'm just talking about breastfeeding. Educate your sweet self at 800-994-WOMAN or 4woman.gov or talk to your healthcare provider. Babies were born to be breastfed exclusively for 6 months. This public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this state.
Your 401k is in danger. Your IRA is in trouble. The U.S. paper dollar is unstable. As you hear me talk, you're losing net worth fast. To make matters worse, huge government spending is devaluing your money even faster. High rates of inflation are rolling towards you like a tidal wave of loss. Don't just sit there. Protect your portfolio and your family. Buy gold now, direct and wholesale with United Gold Group.
Gold prices have tripled since 2001, and many experts predict the prices will climb another 100%. The demand is strong, and the timing may never be better. When you buy from us, you're buying direct and getting wholesale prices. Call us and learn what other gold companies don't want you to know.
United Gold's 2009 Investors Kit will supply you with everything you need to know about the advantages of buying gold direct, cutting out the middleman. Your Gold Investors Kit is yours absolutely free if you call now. 800-806-GOLD. Supplies are limited, so call right away. You'll also get the secrets on how to own gold in your retirement account. Call now. 800-806-GOLD. 800-806-GOLD. That's 800-806-4653.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. The signs are positive.
We're going to see a solid upswing.
Economist Mark Vittner reacting to the latest upbeat conference board forecast of economic activity.
This is the leading economic indicators. It's telling us what should happen to the overall economy 3 to 6 months from now.
The board's index jumped in June for the third month in a row. The troubled banking giant CIT may avoid plunging into Chapter 11. The board has reportedly given the green light to a $3 billion emergency loan. Andy Moser is a specialist at helping retailers get financing.
It's certainly, in some respects, a drop in the bucket, but it does give them time to try and address some of these issues.
Today marks a milestone in exploration. This is the 40th anniversary of the first moonwalk.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Neil Armstrong's step into immortality. Now Armstrong and other space pioneers are pushing for the U.S. to get behind a manned mission to Mars. One of them is Armstrong's Apollo 11 crewmate, Buzz Aldrin.
We develop places we've explored. We explore places we haven't been to. Mars we have not been to yet.
A CBS News poll shows a majority of Americans back sending a manned mission to Mars. Lee's been missing since the 1st of July. Now Army Private Bo Bergdahl has turned up online in a Taliban video. Says he is being treated like a guest, but he also admits to being scared that he won't make it back home. CBS's Mandy Clark in Kabul says the manhunt is on.
The military is saying they're doing everything they can to find him, and they have mounted the largest ongoing operation in eastern Afghanistan to hunt him down. Now, the Taliban has threatened to kill him if the military continued to look for him, but the military says they're not going to back down.
It's the first study of its kind with important implications for intelligence development in young children. Researchers at Columbia University have found a connection between prenatal exposure to polluted air and lower IQ scores in early childhood. Frederica Pereira, who directs the Columbia Center for Children's Environmental Health, says policymakers should pay attention.
I think it is an important study and should be considered a red flag, an indication that we do need to do more to prevent environmental exposures that are harmful to children's early development.
It baffles criminologists, but figures from across the country show a sharp decline in violent crime in major cities, one of them Washington, D.C., where Police Chief Kathy Lanier says keeping a lid on crime comes down to basics.
There's three key factors. One, you have to have very diligent policing, you have to have good technology, and you have to have the support of the community.
Washington, New York, and Los Angeles are on track to finish the year with fewer killings than at any time in four decades. And Boston, San Francisco, and Minneapolis are also reporting a significant decrease in violent crime. A warning from Iran's supreme leader. State radio says Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has told politicians to be careful in their stances on the country's post-election unrest. This is CBS News.
It's the medicine your mom gave you as a kid. The medicine you trusted when you were pregnant. And for many, it's what you rely on to ease arthritis pain. Tylenol has been trusted for over 50 years. And while store brands make pills that look just like Tylenol, it's important to know they're not made by Tylenol. The only way to get the brand you've trusted your whole life, the brand doctors recommend most, is to buy the brand doctors recommend most. Feel better. Tylenol. Use only as directed.
We Americans believe everyone should play by the rules. But what if your broker doesn't? That's when you turn to the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. Empowered by the federal government, we're here to protect investors from fraud and bad practices. Last year, we barred hundreds of brokers from the industry and returned more than $1 billion to investors. To learn more, visit the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority at FINRAProtects.org.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Governors across the country are concerned the federal government will place the call.
From Consumer Reports, cooling your home. I'm Reese Franz. The most common mistake people make when it comes to air conditioners is getting the wrong size. Underestimate your cooling needs and you could end up sweating. Overestimate and you'll have a cold, damp space. Before installing a central air system, have a contractor do a load calculation to determine the required cooling capacity. This step is an important one as well if you're upgrading an existing system, since changes made to improve your home's energy efficiency, such as replacing windows or adding insulation, can reduce your cooling needs. On the other hand, if you've added living space, you might need more cooling. After the required cooling capacity has been determined, focus on installation. Adding a central system is relatively straightforward if you already have ductwork for your heating. But if your home doesn't have ducts, adding them can be expensive and messy. If you're in this camp, consider a split ductless system instead. Split ductless systems are similar to central air in that they can cool multiple rooms but need no ductwork. Choosing a reliable central air system is crucial because breakdowns are inconvenient and costly. According to our latest product reliability survey, Trane, the market leader, along with Rheem and Rood, were less likely to need repairs than those from Goodman and Heil. Of course, central air isn't right for every home. Recommended window air conditioners in our next report. I'm Maurice Franz for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
To eat in the kitchen. You're probably having a lot of family barbecues this summer like we are. Whether you need a few pieces or a whole patio furniture setup, get to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center. From wrought iron and granite or tile top tables to outdoor fire pits to the super comfortable deep seating furniture. The season's far from over, so Freehoff's is celebrating over 5,000 pieces in stock ready for immediate delivery. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's The Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-1-2, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Oh, by the way, if you missed the Rude Pundit in hour number one, it'll be posted up on StephanieMiller.com after the show. He is hilarious. You have to read his latest blog on why Bill O'Reilly should be sodomized with a microphone, I believe.
That's right.
Something like that. Hilarious. Okay, this hour of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by the all-new Chevy Equinox. With an estimated 32 miles per gallon highway up to 600 highway miles on a tank, it's the most fuel-efficient crossover on the highway. Go to Chevy.com/Equinox. Based on GM Compact Crossover segment, excludes other GM vehicles. Yay, GM, yay. All right, the president opening a mini can of whoop-ass on health care over the weekend. He will open a bigger one on Wednesday, the president.
I have to say, now is not the time to slow down. And now is certainly not the time to lose heart.
That's right. And just remember, for people that listen to Chris LaVoy say health care will not get done on Friday, remember he's been wrong about virtually everything about the president.
What have I been wrong about?
He wasn't going to win the primary. He wasn't going to win the general. Everything the Republicans are doing is working. I'm afraid it's working.
I never said he wasn't going to win the primary.
Yes, you did.
No.
His negative campaigning works, blah, blah, blah. The whole thing. Okay.
I never said he wasn't going to win the primary, though.
Okay.
Negative campaigning does work.
Well, it didn't, did it, in the primary or in the general? So there.
It brought him down a little bit, but that's it.
That's my point.
It worked.
No one ever won any money betting against Barack Obama. Don't bet against health care yet, mister.
Uh-huh.
The president, speaking at the NAACP.
And I want all the other Barack Obamas out there, all the other Michelle Obamas out there, to have the same chance. The chance that my mother gave me, that my education gave me, that the United States of America has given me. That's how our union will be perfected and our economy rebuilt. That is how America will move forward in the next 100 years.
Yeah, Chris, so buck up, my friend.
Okay, that was inspiring. But did you hear how that little skank Laura Ingraham responded to that? Did you hear this?
I can't wait.
It's this sense of the guy who was supposed to be the racial healer, and yet his party, time and again, seems to use race in ways that clearly is, I think, just a pandering attempt to advance a left-wing agenda.
He was talking to the NAACP.
Yeah.
Stupid whore.
Oh, Jim. Chris.
She is.
She's a friend of mine.
Yeah. I don't give a crap.
The skank and the whore and the flavin.
Whatever.
All right.
I don't give a crap.
That's going to be an uncomfortable radio conference for Mama next time.
Actually talking about race at the NAACP.
How dare you.
Crazy.
All right. There he is being all black
her.
And everything. Yeah. At the NAACP.
Oh, and there were a lot of right-wing radio hosts that were saying that he put on an accent, a black accent.
Well, he does. He does.
He does do
go
the Oprah.
Into preacher mode.
He does. You know, he does the Oprah thing.
Yeah. No, he definitely.
He goes in and out, you know.
I don't think he grew up with a black accent, though. So where does it come from?
At least he doesn't scream like a little girl like Glenn Beck. By popular demand, listener Clint in Atlanta has sent us a symphony.
I encourage him to keep doing that until his larynx explodes.
Exactly.
He won't have to listen to him anymore.
And he can't say anything else stupid ever again. All right. Kids, Mama's having a party up in San Francisco this weekend.
That's right.
This Saturday, Girls Night Out with our Green 960 radio station up there. Go to the calendar section of StephanieMiller.com to find out how Chris LaVoy will be making a special appearance.
Do I have to?
He'll be the only non-chick let in, I believe.
I'll bring my boobs with me then.
All right. And also, I will be in Seattle for another party on Saturday, August 8th, for the 2009 town hall we do every year in Seattle with my buddies, my pals, Tom Hartman, Bill Press, Mike Malloy, and Ron Reagan. Mama loves her liberal boys. All right. Speaking of boys I love, someone has sent me a future husband from the drunk stack. Speaking of the party stack this weekend, yeah, this guy is he's a man after my own heart. Drunk man took 40 pairs of panties. I love the police report. Authorities in Tennessee said a man arrested for public intoxication had taken about 40 pairs of women's underwears from a pool party. Jason Johnson tried to flag down a vehicle down for a ride while walking along the highway. Upon closer inspection, the deputy found that Johnson's smell of alcohol was unsteady on his feet and had a pair of panties hanging from the unzipped fly of his pants.
That's funny!
I'm taking the underwears. What are you talking about? What do you mean? Oh.
What are you talking about, Ossifer?
All right. Thank you for that, future husband. I
love that his last name is Johnson.
Pants were undone. All right. Can I have my Dragnet music, please? Oh, finally a headline that made me take heart over the weekend. House panel to investigate secret CIA program. The House Intelligence Committee will investigate whether any laws were broken. Let me just...
Computer says yes.
There, we don't have to have a hearing anymore.
No. See, I could save. I'm a time saver.
You are.
Dick Cheney. Okay, Dick Cheney did. When the CIA concealed a now-canceled counterterrorism program from Congress, the panel's chairman announced on Friday, among the things the committee will look into is whether there was any past decision or direction to withhold information from the committee.
Computer says yes.
Dick Cheney did it. Said Sylvester Reyes, Democrat of Texas, said in a statement, I intend to make this investigation fair and thorough. It is my goal that it will not become a distraction to the men and women of the CIA. Right-wing tool Pete Hoekstra?
Yes.
A Republican from Michigan said, in the absence of substantiated facts, to even speculate on potential criminal behavior shows this is little more than a partisan political theater and continues to the politicization of the important intelligence matters.
No, blah, that's blah. What an investigation is for. To find out what?
To prove or
disprove. Why must they act all senatorial and bipartisan? I don't understand. Ordering Congress something to be kept from Congress or Congress to be lied to is illegal. I understand we have to pretend like we're investigating.
According to Boner, it didn't happen.
There's nothing on our list being lied to. We want to be lied to with the CIA. To be on top of our list.
This program, the assassination ring for Al-Qaeda leaders, one former intelligence official said it was straight out of the movies. It was like, let's kill them all. And that's what Dick Cheney
ordered. We have to strike now, sir. Annihilate. Kill. Kill. Shut up.
I'm just wondering if the assassination program had a domestic component.
There's a little conspiracy snossage.
People like Paul Wellstone, for example.
Yeah, Dick Cheney, I don't think got
the DC madam.
Got on the details of it a lot. It was just kind of, oh, death, I like that. That sounds good.
Cheney likes death.
Kill. Kill, die.
Death, kill, die.
By the way, that lawyer I shot still's got buckshot in his face. Had it coming. Aaron, you call it a good start.
And he can go himself.
Yeah. By the way, so speaking of Bush administration law-breaking, the warrantless wiretapping of Americans, first of all, Jim, you've heard this, that it produced absolutely nothing, essentially, for all the invasion privacy of Americans, that it produced essentially nothing. But John Yoo, who wrote the legal memos justifying the Bush administration's warrantless wiretapping, he defended the measure last week. Did you see this? He said the best way to find an Al-Qaeda operative is to look at all email, text, and phone traffic between Afghanistan and Pakistan and the U.S. This might involve the filtering of innocent traffic, just as roadblocks and airport screenings do.
Oh, just like roadblocks, yeah. Mm-hmm. He's the guy who advocated crushing children's genitals in front of their parents to get them to talk.
Because that kind of torture, I guess, was legal because we were doing it. So
yeah, that's fine. We do it.
Yeah. Okay. Rhonda in Pennsylvania on the president speaking at the NAACP. Hello, Rhonda.
Hi. I just wanted to tell you that what he's doing is called code switching. And what it is that, you know, when you are a member, of an ethnic minority group, you have to learn how to live basically in both cultures. You have to learn how to make white folks feel comfortable. You have to learn how to make the people who are in your own culture feel comfortable. So all he was doing was what most professional black folks do and Latino folks and Asian, et cetera.
He's professionally black. He's not one of those amateur blacks, yes. Uh-huh.
Well, but, you know, those are the people who have to kind of go back and forth between worlds the most. And so he was just talking in the language and in the, you know, kind of the dialect and the cadence that particular audience.
Right. And may I say, it was a barn burner of a speech, whatever code it was in. All right.
No.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
And when I go back home to Virginia, sometimes I lapse into a little bit of a southern accent.
A little Hampton Roads.
Yeah, a little.
You're as phony as Madonna.
Oh.
A fake London accent.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, Sonia Sotomayor will be devastated, I'm sure, to hear that noted racist Jeff Sessions thinks she's too racist to be on the Supreme Court.
That's funny.
Noted KKK sympathizer Jeff Sessions.
Yes.
He will not vote for her.
Mm.
He said, I was troubled by a number of the things the nominee said, a number of the rulings she has made. By the way, check out a number of the things that Jeff Sessions has said, by the way, and see if any of that troubles you.
Yeah. Apparently he's fine with lynching. It's smoking pot that's the really
right.
Yeah, that was the bad thing.
He was fine with the KKK until they found out that some of them were smoking pot.
Also on the Sotomayor side, Senator Mitch McChinless.
Senator Mitch McSpineless.
Yes.
Yeah, McLipless. I forgot the upper lip.
We apologize. The Stephanie Miller Show apologizes. Senator Mitch McConnell is technically not chinless. He is actually lipless.
I don't know what happened to my upper lip. It disappeared one day.
And it may have happened in some sort of a hormone farming accident or something, and we apologize if that's the case.
He fell into a thresher.
Could be.
Mm-hmm.
He has signaled for the past 7 weeks he had serious concerns about speeches in which Sotomayor said a wise Latina. Oh, how many times must I hear this?
How about looking at her rulings?
Yeah.
How would that be?
Uh-huh. Anyway, so he says he will vote Sonia Sotomayor. Oh, no. The NRA is opposing Judge Sonia Sotomayor's nomination to the U.S. Supreme Court. The NRA executive vice president said, we believe any individual who does not agree that the Second Amendment guarantees a fundamental right should not serve on any court, much less the highest court in the land. Didn't she say that she had reached no conclusion about that in the one case that she was questioned about?
That's right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, you wouldn't grant...
She said before in the hearing, she said she's never ruled the Second Amendment doesn't guarantee a fundamental right. She said in the case the NRA is referring to, she followed a precedent about whether a federal statute applies to states. She didn't make any new rulings.
Right.
That's exactly it. I mean, it's like it was such a dog and pony show bringing Ricci out to testify. She was respecting precedent in that case, and many of the other judges on her panel agreed on that. She wasn't even ruling on the substance of his claim. So,
and I think most of the senators from the right and left on that panel got that that part was just a dog and pony show.
Yeah, exactly. All right, 20 minutes after the hour, back with more on the dog and pony show. And
Does that mean I have to book a dog and a pony for the next segment?
Yes. And what's going to happen with the Sotomayor nomination as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show?
Remember, you heard it on this channel first.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Since OnStar began, we've responded to over 100,000 automatic crash alerts.
OnStar emergency, is please send someone. I'm bleeding. Okay, I'll get 911 on the line.
Please.
This is OnStar emergency. I have an accident on Basselton Highway. It was an airbag deployment in the accident. It was on the front, and the maximum delta V was 16 miles per hour. I have 911 on the line.
Please come. I've got two kids in the car.
Is anyone injured?
I've broken my nose.
We got the ambulance and police headed out there.
Okay. Honey, baby, OnStar called the police. They're coming.
In a crash, an OnStar advisor can automatically receive an alert and share your exact GPS location and critical crash details with first responders, so they're better prepared to help.
Are first responders there?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
OnStar is standard for the first year on 14 Chevy models. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations.
Somewhere in America, Doug Hanshaw has just suffered a heart attack. He's being rushed to an unfamiliar hospital. Thankfully, his health records are already there. Because Doug is one of the 106 million Americans whose medical information is ready when needed, thanks to Siemens electronic health records. Fast answers save lives. And the 69,000 Americans of Siemens have more answers every day. Siemens. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
Reason number 48 to switch to Geico.
As much as you enjoy the experience, you won't have to go to the post office. We can automatically debit your checking account or even charge your premium to your credit card. It's easy and you never have to worry about mailing your car insurance premium again. But we must warn you, you won't get to use any postage stamps. I hear they're coming out with some pretty cool designs.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
As the first season of Discovery Channel's Pitch Men drew to a close,
Infomercial star and series frontman Billy Mays passed away in his sleep at the age of 50. The series followed Mays and his longtime business partner and fellow pitchman Anthony Sully Sullivan as they attempted to market new inventions and products. No word yet on whether Pitchman will be renewed for a second season.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Another two finalists have been sent packing from So You Think You Can Dance. Judge Nigel Lithgow stated that although all six dancers had performed brilliantly, the decision was unanimous and ultimately two people had to go. And those victims were named Caitlin and Philip. Now that the top 10 finalists have been determined, they'll no longer be performing in pairs. And the public voting will begin soon.
When it comes to operating systems for your computer, you don't really have many options. After Windows, Linux, and Mac OS X, you'll struggle to think of any more. Thankfully, the guys at Google want to add one more to the list, Chrome. Based on their 9-month-old web browser of the same name, Chrome will initially be created for low-cost netbooks and will be created with the help of the open-source programming community.
Ladies and gentlemen,
once upon a time, there was this kid who had a body hair problem, discovered he was a werewolf, and that he had some pretty cool basketball skills. Yep, it's 1985, and Teen Wolf is the movie sensation of the year. Wish you could go back and do it all over again? You can't. Warner Brother Pictures reportedly have begun the development of a Teen Wolf remake.
Showbuzz.org. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 23 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Oh, that's a relief. At least for the Stephanie Miller newscast. Kim Jong-il looks okay in new photographs.
I think they might be old photographs.
What? Maybe not too sexy for his cat or his hat, but still he looks, you know. They released new photographs of him touring a factory wearing sunglasses. Oh, that's snappy. And a short-sleeve shirt. He appeared generally okay in the images released Tuesday night.
He looked like a Jack Nicholson.
Exactly. He was smiling broadly in the pictures. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton giving North Korea a little bit of a lecture. Clinton likens North Korea to unruly children.
Huh.
She says North Korea should not receive the attention it's seeking through behavior like missile launches, and likened Pyongyang's behavior to that of unruly children. I think dear leader had something to say.
See, I told you. Report my device have been greatly exaggerated. To paraphrase American novelist and raconteur Samuel Clemens. I feel happy, but I'm not so happy with Hillary Clinton. She complained that North Korea acting like unruly children. I'm not. I know you are, but what am I? I'm rubber, you glue. Everything you say bounce off me and I stick it to you. Don't tell me I'm acting out. I'll hold my breath till I'm blue in the face. Also, you got big butt. Yeah. Come
out. He's acting out a little bit, I think. Oh, hey, teacher, leave those kids alone. Okay, let's, that was just silly. Will and Chicago. That's what he said. They don't need no thought control.
Mm-hmm. No.
We don't need no thought control. I control your thought.
Do we need dark sarcasm in the classroom?
No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, read those kids alone. Especially you here, the creator. You got cankle.
Okay, I just wanted to get to the chorus. Okay, let's go to Will in Chicago. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Oh, hi guys. Hey, so when you're down a mood, does that make you guys Stephanie in the moves? Anyway,
all right.
I know.
Yeah.
Let's talk about healthcare a little bit, shall we?
Let's.
You know, the thing that drives me crazy about these people talking about healthcare and it's going to cost us so much. Do they just completely ignore the fact that we already spend more than everybody else?
I know, and I think I read the latest survey. Well, we're 35th in the world. Does anyone think that's okay? We have the 35th best healthcare system in the world. So when you hear these right-wing tools screaming about how we have the best healthcare anywhere, it's a bunch of, you know.
It's a lie.
We're the only ones left. You know, 20 years ago when I was talking to, you know, doctor friends and people, and they were talking about us having the best healthcare system, they aren't saying that anymore. It's only
we spend more.
We spend more, we get less. And, I mean, let's just talk a little bit about what our healthcare system's like now. The fact that, you know, when I'm sick and I call in to see my doctor, he's too busy, so I have to see a different doctor anyway. I don't think I'm seeing the doctor that I want to see. That's already our healthcare system.
Yep.
When I go to get my drugs refilled, if I'm a day early, I get denied because the health insurance system is rationing
out. Yep, that's happened to me.
Already,
yep.
That's happening now. Or if a doctor prescribes a drug, I can't get it because it's not approved because it's not on their list, which is why drug companies advertise on TV now, which people I don't think get. Do you know that I waited in the hospital once so long that I actually fell asleep and they forgot about me?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Were you there for narcolepsy or were you there for something else?
No, I was having it ended up being an anxiety attack, but I thought it was a heart attack. And I watched an entire basketball game. I literally fell asleep in the waiting room waiting for them to call me. And when I woke up, I went to the front. I'm like, are you guys going to call me? And they're like, oh, you're still here? I'm like, if I was having a heart attack, I would be dead by now.
Yeah, oh, you were sleeping? Oh, we thought you were dead. We called the morgue.
That's our healthcare system now. And, you know, the reality is, you know, I think I mentioned this to you before, that, you know, I lived in Germany for 3.5 years.
So did
I. My son was born in Germany. I can tell you the amount of money you spend as a German is far less than what we pay in premiums, what we pay in co-pays, what we pay in everything. And the reality of the situation is once we get this universal health care system in place, we will, at the absolute very least, we will halt this 20% increase year after year after year. And the reality of it is it should dramatically reduce our health care.
Yep, absolutely. We've heard story after story like this. I took a jart in the head in France at 3 a.m. and it cost me $1 to get fixed. Stuff like that. 28 minutes.
But in France, would be un jart.
Un jart. Un jart.
28 minutes to the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
With Welcome Rewards from Hotels.com, you get a free night after accumulating 10 nights with any of their partner hotels.
So Hotels.com is telling me to sleep around.
Exactly. Stay at a boutique, a national chain, anywhere. Sleep around.
Is that ethical?
Of course. Who wouldn't want you to sleep around?
My wife.
With Hotels.com, she can sleep around too.
What did you say?
You know what? That didn't come out right.
Accumulate 10 nights, even at different hotels, and earn a free night. Welcome Rewards from Hotels.com. Smart. So smart. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
Northbound I-25 still.
Landmark Lincoln Mercury has the largest selection of new Lincoln Mercury product in the state. The new Lincoln MKZ and Lincoln MKX are spectacular. Mercury Mariner, Mercury Milan, Mercury Hybrids, Lincoln Navigator, and the all-new Lincoln MKS. These are not your father's Lincolns. Drive the Lincoln Mercury difference and you'll be a believer. Our team of knowledgeable, long-term committed sales professionals are ready to assist you and have thorough knowledge of how Recycle Your Ride can give you up to $4,500 and government assistance for trading your old gas guzzler. If you desire a non-pressure buying experience and complete satisfaction, count on Landmark Lincoln Mercury, Denver's only exclusive Lincoln Mercury dealer. We are Colorado's sales leader. We have the largest selection of new and certified pre-owned Lincoln Mercury product in the state. We've been trusted since 1919. We're located at 5000 South Broadway, just north of Bellevue, and online at buylincolns.com. Make the Landmark decision.
Volume claim based on total retail sales for the state of Colorado based on 2008 Ford statistics.
All
fall, this summer rain has certainly been great for the shrubs at Creekside Tree Nursery, but now their shrubs are sprouting shrubs, making Creekside Tree Nursery overstocked. That's right, Creekside Tree Nursery is in need of inventory reduction, and right now you can buy two shrubs and get the third one free, plus get 30% off 6 to 12 foot pinions. Visit them in Boulder on 61st Street between Belmont and J Road, or online at creeksideboulder.com. That's creeksideboulder.com.
Consumer Reports and eBook Showdown. I'm Ernie Sprantz. If you're shopping for an e-book reader, as in portable electronic text display, two brands dominate, Sony and Amazon. For the July issue, Consumer Reports compared the Amazon Kindle 2 and Sony Reader PRS 700BC. To start, the Sony requires you to install software on your PC. It's not Mac compatible, and connect via USB to download new content. The Kindle is wireless, connecting automatically and at no extra cost to your Amazon.com account. It took an hour or so to set up the Sony, about 5 minutes for the Kindle. Both have a 6-inch black and white screen. Reading in a range of light conditions is generally fine, though on the Kindle, type and images are rendered more crisply and accurately. As far as navigation, the Sony has a slight edge. Its touchscreen made navigating content easier than with the Kindle's 5-way joystick. The only toss-up is the availability of titles. The Kindle store has 270 titles and counting, far more than Sony's e-book store. And bestsellers cost $9.99, a few bucks less than Sony's usual price. But Sony allows access to 500,000 free public domain titles. The bottom line? The Kindle is easier to use and more versatile. The Sony, worth considering for its touchscreen and nightlight. I'm Ernie Sprantz for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
Well, Stephanie Miller.
We could get hammered.
Oh, it's too early for me, but you go ahead.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 33 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number toll free from anywhere. Michael in L.A. on Caribou Barbie.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Farewell tour.
I realize Jim's married right now. Am I still allowed to poke him with a conspiracy stick?
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. I actually have two conspiracies. The first one is Sarah Palin. Why she stepped down? Well, I noticed that the oil companies, the speculators, drove up the price of oil. They stored it even in ships offshore so they could bring the price up.
Mm-hmm.
Now oil is dropping. So if Sarah Palin steps down and then the oil pipeline gets attacked...
Interesting.
Now my other one is the hit squad thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're saying that it wasn't effective and it wasn't even in use, but suppose it was effective for Dr. David Kelly and for Mike Connell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then I have one other question.
Yes.
When Jim is sitting around with his wife, does she discuss conspiracies with him and sort of like a conspiracy threesome?
We have no information on what Jim Ward does in the privacy of his home with his lovely juniper thing.
Juniper.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
Jamiroquai.
Juniper Berry.
Just when you think Sarah Palin wasn't popular, she was greeted like a rock star, Chris, in Unalakleet. That's a fishing village. She danced with Eskimos.
Guys and gals.
Sure, she danced with guys and gals in the
gals. No. Guys, gals.
She watched grizzlies at a wildlife sanctuary, but she was visited she was greeted as a rock star in a Unalakleet. That's the Tad Palin visited dozens of times on his snow machine. That's where the Iron Dog snow machine race is.
It has like 80 people, doesn't it?
Actually, I know. I love this. If her reception in Friday is any indication, she has a strong base of support. More than 100 people packed a community center and bingo hall. Ooh.
Ooh, a bingo hall.
Mmm. She says it is not a farewell. It's a thank you. It's a thank you tour to the people
of the guys and gals.
Alaska, who she has left in the lurch.
Exactly.
So thank you for electing me governor so that I could get onto the national stage. And now, bye-bye. Goodbye to you. She said it's not a farewell. I'm Alaskan. It's more like thanks for letting me be here, and I'll see you soon. I'll get back to ya. Don't you worry.
I'll try to find you some and I'll bring them to you.
She's not even a native Alaskan. She was born in Idaho.
If Idaho.
Okay, come on, Jim, now there. Okay.
I can't wait for her debate with Barack Obama when the Republicans nominate her in 2012.
Yeah, Joe Biden did kind of clean the floor with her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, it ain't so, Joel.
Oh, golly, Joel. Okay, so we, despite the loss of Mitch McChinless and noted racist Jeff Sessions...
Mm-hmm. Noted KKK sympathizer Jeff Sessions.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Sonia Sotomayor, approval likely in early August. Richard Lugar of Indiana became the first Republican senator to endorse her. He was followed by Mel Martinez of Florida and Maine moderate Olympia. So it looks like early August for Sonia Sotomayor. Who had to endure perhaps the most annoying, a hearing ever. By the way, our guest, Rude Pundit, who's on in hour number one today.
Yes.
That'll be up on StephanieMiller.com after the show. Hilarious. You have to read his blogging on the Sotomayor hearings.
Yeah, rudepundit.blogspot.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay, meanwhile, what does Nudie think? I think that's the important thing.
Right. Who cares what Nudie thinks?
Yeah, frankly, who does? Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich said it's difficult to tell what kind of U.S. Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor would become, calling her testimony this week dramatically more moderate than some of her recent remarks.
Frankly.
Mm-hmm. You remember he was the first one to come out and call her a racist?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He's since backed away from that, saying his comments perhaps may have been too harsh.
Frankly. My comments were misinterpreted by overly sensitive people, frankly.
Uh-huh. He said he still has lingering concerns about Sotomayor, as if anyone cares. I'm not sure why people keep asking him.
Why are people asking him his opinion on this?
Because I'm on the TV, frankly.
He's a disgraced former Speaker of the House.
Yeah. He said the person who testified this week is dramatically more moderate than the person who made those speeches. It'll be very interesting to see how she winds up as a justice. Yeah, well, it was interesting to see that you winded up on TV after you're leaving in disgrace and being a big...
Right-wing hypocrite!
And he really is on Fox News Channel every single night, because O'Reilly will have him on, then the next night Hannity will have him on, then the next night Greta will have him on, and then they'll rotate him over and over again. So it's like he's his own host.
Yeah, sort of like his marriages being rotated.
Yeah, exactly.
It's being the same crap I've been doing for 20 years, frankly, and it doesn't make any more sense now than it did then, frankly. Frankly, I'm a big failure, frankly.
By the way, speaking of...
Right-wing hypocrites!
Both fiscally and morally, Governor Mark Sanford says God will make him better.
Hmm.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
I guess God is his new soulmate now.
Oh, not Maria.
No. South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford.
Letter, Maria.
Who, by the way, did not want to take these stimulus funds, but apparently flew his personal stimulus package first class to see Maria.
To get stimulated.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. That seems a little hypocritical because he made a big deal out of that when he became governor, that was all wasteful taxpayer, blah, blah.
Whatever.
But he made everybody else fly in a steerage with Leonardo DiCaprio while he flew first class to get his package.
Well, at least I got to dance a jig back there.
Governor Mark Sanford, still clinging to office after admitting to an extramarital affair, wrote in an opinion piece released Sunday that God will change him. Oh, boy. So that he can emerge from the scandal a more humble and effective leader.
But if he doesn't, it's God's fault. If he doesn't become more humble and effective.
Yeah, if he stays horny for that Maria chick, then
God is an idiot.
Yeah, God's
clearly.
Senator Jake Knotts, who is a Republican of South Carolina, said his love letters show he's a hell of a writer. He's a hell of a writer and a promise maker, but he doesn't keep promises to the state of South Carolina like he doesn't keep promises to his wife.
Yeah.
Ooh, snap.
Oh, dear.
That would be a Republican lawmaker that had that to say. Meanwhile, oddly, Mark Sanford's spokesman is leaving.
Yeah. Wouldn't you?
He had the decency to step down.
Yeah. Wouldn't you leave if you were Mark Sanford's spokesman?
And he had a better excuse, as you know, because,
dehydrated.
The Appalachian Trail sounds like Argentinian tail, as many people have pointed out. So he could have misheard the governor, and yet he has the decency to step down. The spokesman for the philandering governor, Press Secretary Joel Sawyer, said he's leaving to pursue unspecified opportunities.
An opportunity to get away from Mark Sanford.
Yes, yeah. Which don't apparently involve who your boss is banging. In the private sector, unspecified opportunities. And he said his boss's revelation of an extramarital affair has nothing to do with his departure, meaning that he and his boss...
You're a lying sack of crap. You're a lying sack of crap. You're a lying, scheming, stinking, nasty sack of liquid crap.
Apparently, hiking the Appalachian Trail makes you exhausted and dehydrated.
Apparently. So. It has absolutely nothing to do with it. Oh, the thing with the guy, with the governor and the thing? No, that's not why I'm...
No,
that's not why I'm leaving.
I have opportunities that are unspecified
that are not this opportunity.
Can't talk about because they don't exist.
Okay.
Well, at least Mark Sanford's mommy and daddy didn't have to pay way out of it.
Why not? Why are they so cheap? Okay.
Should have borrowed $92,000 from the stimulus package.
Or from John Ensign's parents.
And yet another example of how increasingly irrelevant the Republican Party is becoming. Right after we played Who Cares What Newt Gingrich Thinks?
Yeah.
Somebody had the audacity to ask Dan Quayle what he thinks.
Wow, he's a bit irrelevant,
yes,
isn't he?
We'll find out what Dan Quayle thinks about the president.
I think the actual question was, what do you think? It was a little punctuation.
Okay.
All right. 42 minutes after the hour, back with that and the latest on healthcare as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
No need to thank us. It's what we do.
Who the hell are you guys?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM 7.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Increase employee productivity and stop malware threats.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Belter is an integrated hardware and software solution that enforces internet usage policies by blocking access to websites and internet applications that are not business related. The Barracuda Web Filter is the easiest way to get your staff back to work
while preventing harmful malware from entering your network.
Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or visit Barracuda.com.
When you're really in pain, everything seems to add to it. Relief can't come fast enough. Now there's new Bayer Quick Release Crystals, a whole new form of pain relief from Bayer that dissolves quickly on your tongue. With an extra pain-relieving booster, it's ready to go to work faster than caplets or tablets, which take time to dissolve. So before you know it, you're feeling a whole lot better. New Bayer Quick Release Crystals with a bold citrus taste. Just rip, pour on your tongue, and expect relief fast. Take with water as directed.
This dramatization was inspired by a real letter from allergy sufferer Bob of Missouri after he discovered Chloraseptic Allergen Block.
After suffering from hay fever all my life, my girlfriend bought me Chloraseptic Allergen Block. This invisible gel you apply around your nostrils to block allergens. I tried it before mowing my lawn. No sneezing. Plus, it stopped my nose tickle. I'm a lifelong user in the making.
Hit allergens before they hit you with Chloraseptic Allergen Block. Use as directed.
The Chrysler Jeep and Dodge summer clearance is here. Get in now and drive home in a Chrysler Jeep or Dodge vehicle with generous cash allowances or low APR long-term financing on select vehicles. Plus, get our best-in-the-business lifetime powertrain warranty with unlimited miles. So hurry, come see the deals we've built for you at the Chrysler Jeep and Dodge summer clearance. Financing for well-qualified buyers. Not all buyers will qualify. See dealer for a copy of limited warranty and details. Not transferable. Not available on SRT and certain fleet vehicles. Chrysler Jeep and Dodge are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group, LLC.
We're still looking at some leftover slowing north.
From Consumer Reports, some common camera goofs. I'm Ernie Sprantz. As part of a test of digital cameras for the July issue, Consumer Reports surveyed some 8,200 online subscribers about the care and feeding of their digital cameras. Many failed to make the best use of their new point and shoots. 66% didn't regularly clean the camera lens. You should clean the lens before each use. This minimizes the risk of focusing problems and blurry areas on pictures. 45% left photos in their camera for at least a month. Photo files should be copied to a backup device, like a hard drive, soon after capture. This reduces the risk of theft or deletion. 39% didn't know whether the camera had scene modes, image stabilization, face detection, or burst mode. These features make shooting easier and can improve your photos, so check the manual for a few may be unaware of. 28% of those surveyed told us they cleaned the lens with a shirt sleeve, household tissue, or canned air. you should clean your lens gently with a microfiber lens cloth and lens cleaning fluid. This way, you won't scratch or otherwise damage the surface. And finally, for those upgrading to a newer camera, 13% disposed of their old camera in the trash. If possible, sell your current camera, give it away, or recycle it. I'm Ernie Sprint for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
2009 Accord, winner of the ALG Residual Value Award, midsize car segment, based on Polk statistics for the midsize car category in the 08 model year. Accord ranked highest by having the greatest percentage of households return to purchase or lease another Accord vehicle.
It's easy to be the boss of what your kids watch by blocking the television programming you might like, but don't want them to see. To learn how, go to thetvboss.org. This message brought to you by the Ad Council and thetvboss.org.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it, 47 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Dave in Georgia on the healthcare debate. Hey, Dave, welcome.
Hey, thanks, Stephanie. I'm actually calling you from Newt Gingrich's district, the 6th District of Georgia, which I also refer to as the loneliest place on earth to be a Democrat. I was just calling. I don't know if you've talked about what Dennis Kucinich got accomplished last week. Through his committee, they got an amendment to the health care bill, which would allow single-payer health care on a state-by-state basis.
I saw that on Ed's show on MSNBC on Friday.
Yeah, it's tremendous. And apparently, you know, Canada, which has single payer for everybody, arrived at it on a province-by-province basis. That's
wow.
how they accomplished it as well. And, you know, while Baucus is having doctors and nurses hauled out of committees who support single payer, you know, and totally taking it off the table, this might be a real way for us to finally accomplish it in single payer far and away, to my understanding.
Well, that would be something, because I got to tell you, Dave, I mean, I can't believe we're screaming over, you know, maybe not even be able to get a public option or get health care reform done at all, when I think you're right, what we really need is single payer. You know, I mean, it's
far away the most efficient. It would cut a third off our health care expenditures with the stroke of a pen. But, you know, the borrowers are too entrenched, and it would mean the end of all health insurance companies, and that
yeah.
is a tall order. But thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you for calling. The president obviously talked about this on Friday, and then again in his address. He will give another speech on Wednesday.
But I have to say, now is not the time to slow down. And now is certainly not the time to lose heart.
Yeah, and I guess as Nancy Pelosi said, and I keep repeating, I mean, this is what legislating is. This is what they do. This is obviously no one's saying health care is simpler. We would have solved it a long time ago. So it's talking about how to get costs down and how to pay for this.
We actually believe that about two-thirds of the costs of reforming health care could be achieved through these savings alone without any new revenue. Of course, that still leaves one-third of the costs in order for us to cover all Americans, that we're still going to have to find a way to pay for.
Yeah.
The chairman of the Republican Party, Michael Steele, called President Obama's plan to overhaul health care socialism. Oh, that's helpful. There that is again. Accusing the president of conducting a risky experiment that will hurt the economy and force millions to drop their current coverage.
The risky experiment is what we have now.
I was just going to say.
People are dying.
Yeah. Michael Steele also said the president, Nancy Pelosi, and key congressional committee chairmen are part of a cabal.
that wants
to implement a government. I need some scary music.
Oh.
That wants to implement government-run health care. Obama Pelosi. Oh, he's just merged them into a two-headed hydra now.
Mm.
Obama Pelosi want to start building a colossal closed healthcare system where Washington decides. Republicans want and support an open healthcare system where patients and doctors make the decisions.
Open and free.
Huh.
Patients and doctors.
And secure.
Liar.
No.
Mm. You know, maybe we should have the president explain it to Michael Steele and speak slowly so that he understands it. Give me, again, the president, trying to combat this lie.
Those who oppose reform will also tell you that under our plan, you won't get to choose your doctor, that some bureaucrat will choose for you. That's also not true. Michelle and I don't want anyone telling us who our family doctor should be, and no one should decide that for you either. Under our proposal, if you like your doctor, you keep your doctor. If you like your current insurance, you keep that insurance. Period. End of story.
To which Michael Steele
responded, "Socialism, communism!"
To which Michael Steele responded, "Dur."
Right.
He asked if Obama's health care plan represented socialism. Steele responded, "Yes." Next question.
What does socialism mean?
Yeah, he doesn't know what socialism is.
Cue scary music again, right, please. Republican officials say they were supplementing Steele's speech with a round of television advertising designed to oppose government-run health care. The 30-second commercial gym titled Grand Experiment.
Yeah, I just was just running on CNN a little while ago.
It's a risky experiment with our health care.
Not.
Unlike the rock-solid plan we have now. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a perfect plan that we have now. Right.
The GOP ads show children who presumably would be burdened as adult taxpayers with the cost of health care overhaul. Oh, the GOP thinking of the children again. Isn't that sweet? Children that will one day...
somebody please think of the children!
Assuming they survive into adulthood because they've had health care, which wasn't taken away companies.
Oh, the president
worried about the bottom line.
The president will be speaking today again on health care.
Good.
Yes.
All right. Here's the thing. Republicans, this is their idea. We've been running health care the way they've wanted to run it. Let's try something that works now. Here's the difference in the Obama administration. People that screw up actually get fired. The Air Force discharged 3 North Dakota ballistic missile crew members who fell asleep while holding classified launch code devices. See, right away you'd think.
You're fired. Yeah.
Sound like that would be good.
Speaking of incompetent, Dan Quayle.
Oh, boy.
Who even thought to ask Dan Quayle what he thinks, just out of curiosity? Quayle said it's not yet clear whether Obama's Democratic administration will govern more liberally than he campaigned. He said, I think his biggest challenge is to tame the left wing of his party. I guess we'll find out how left Obama really is, because he's going to have to make some very tough decisions where he's either going to have to go with the left wing of his party or stare them down and govern more like Bill Clinton governed, which is sort of center left. Yes, Bill Clinton, who didn't get health care done, or perhaps he should go with what the quote-unquote left wing of the party and 75% of the American people want, and that is a health care reform plan that has a public option.
That's a big wing, 75% of the people.
Well, that's a scary left wing these days, isn't it? Apparently that many people against fruit drinks.
But one thing is also clear, that potato is spelled with an E.
He's never, ever going to live that down. That's going to be on his tombstone.
On his tombstone.
Yeah.
All right. By the by, so today is the 40th anniversary of man's first landing on the moon.
Mm-hmm. How about that?
President Obama will host the Apollo 11 crew today on the 40th anniversary of the first moon landing. I like what one of the astronauts said, Collins. He was one of the...
Michael Collins.
This is the guy who... One guy who didn't walk on the moon.
Right, he circled,
poor guy.
But I liked what he said. Because, guys that have been up there, what was one of the astronauts that said that recently? They're like, ooh, you gotta take a look. It's like soup down there. So the Bush administration was probably like, no, don't
speak.
Don't talk about things that sound like climate change. Don't. Yeah. One of the key words Collins used to describe Earth is fragile. He said that 40 years later, it is still fragile and growing more so. He said, when we flew to the moon, our population was 3 billion. Today, it has more than doubled and is headed for 8 billion, the experts say. I do not think this growth is sustainable or healthy. The loss of habitat, the trashing of oceans, the accumulation of waste products, this is no way to treat a planet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he should know. He's seen it from a
better
view than we have.
Yes.
The rest of us. All right, the other... disturbing this weekend. Did you see the soldier that was captured by the Taliban? Did you see the a soldier from Idaho who disappeared from his base in Afghanistan has been captured? The Pentagon confirmed a day after he was seen in a Taliban video posted online. In the video, he said he was scared, I won't be able to go home, provided the first glimpse of the missing American. He said in the video he was lagging behind a patrol when he was captured, which conflicts earlier military accounts that he left the base with 3 Afghans. So that the story's a little
hinky.
Murky.
Yeah.
Yeah, on July 2nd, 2 U.S. officials said the AP soldier had quote-unquote just walked off his base with 3 Afghans after his shift. On July 6th, the Taliban claimed on their website that 5 days earlier, a drunken American soldier had come out of his garrison and was captured. So I don't know what the story is there, but
I
don't think there's any winning in Afghanistan.
Yeah, well,
we may just
We hope he gets a safe return.
Yeah, well, exactly. I was going to say, no matter what the story is,
right.
All right. So I was mentioning Caribou Barbie is on her farewell tour, or get on up.
Whatever.
Touring all the bingo halls of Alaska.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, she is packing them in. Is it seat 100? By the tens, people are lining up to say thanks for leaving us in the lurch.
But no thanks.
Anyway, so remember she said that she would be happy now. She's available. She's free and available to campaign for Democrats.
Computer says. No,
not a
little. Governor Sarah Palin, it may not have many takers. Interviews with a number of the most conservative Democrats in the House and Senate induced an awkward stare-at-your-shoes unease.
Oh, no.
The prospect of appearing with Palin was posed. Some of the members lunged for elevators. Others moved to get into meetings. Or at least a few just chuckled nervously.
Yeah.
But so far, not many takers. Since announcing her resignation, Sarah Palin has been pummeled by critics who have called her incoherent, a quitter, a joke, and a political train. Those are just the fellow Republicans thus far.
And the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well.
I think we've used all of those.
Yes.
Yeah.
What is remarkable is the contempt Palin has engendered within her own party, the fact that so many of her Republican detractors are willing, even eager, to express it publicly, even with Palin an early frontrunner for the Republican presidential nomination, which tells you everything you need to know about the state of the Republican Party today. Hooray for them. All right, that's it for us today. I'd like to thank Chris LeBoy, Jim Ward, and Rebecca Baker. We'll see you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.
LOL. Well, AISI, it was NBD.
Kids are spending more and more time online, and even if you heard what they're typing, you probably wouldn't know what they're saying.
Some PPL, whatever. ISS.
They chat online in a language full of acronyms, and unless you use it every day, you won't understand it.
YIWGP.
You won't know what they're saying, or who they're saying it to. A lot of times, neither do they. Last year, 1 in 5 children was sexually solicited online. So here's an acronym for you. HDOP. Help Delete Online Predators. To protect your kids' online life and to get a full list of acronyms kids are using, call 1-800-THE-LOST or visit cybertipline.com. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
Restaurant owners Rachel and her husband had a run-in with the IRS.
Before we knew it, I owed $90,000. We had a revenue officer.
Landmark Lincoln Mercury has the largest selection of new Lincoln Mercury product in Colorado. If you want to trade your gas guzzler for something new, 6 of our 11 models are eligible for Recycle Your Ride. This is a government-sponsored program that will give up to $4,500 to trade your high-emitting vehicle. With our complete knowledge of this government offer, Landmark Lincoln Mercury is your Recycle Your Ride headquarters. Test drive one of our luxurious vehicles with any of our knowledgeable, long-term, committed sales professionals. The Lincoln MKS, Lincoln MKZ, and Lincoln MKX are spectacular. If you desire a non-pressure buying experience and complete customer satisfaction, count on Landmark Lincoln Mercury, Denver's only exclusive Lincoln Mercury dealer. We are Colorado's sales leader. We are your Recycle Your Ride headquarters. We're located at 5000 South Broadway, just north of Bellevue, and online.